What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Chi.
I'm Emilio, and Ray is on his way, so he's a little late. Yeah. I think he's been partying all weekend, so he's going to be a little out of it. We'll carry him through as we do usually.
That'll be interesting.
Maybe it'll just be the calm before the storm hits, so we'll see how this goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a unicorn in his place. Not a big talker, though.
Somebody sent me a picture today where fat unicorns need love too, and it was a picture of a rhino. Would you agree?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Doesn't seem nearly as magical.
Mila was going on again about how cool unicorns are, and then I was like, just kids with their fantasy creature. And then I was thinking about the Game of Thrones and how sweet the dragons are. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm the same thing. You know, it's just different. It's your fantasy creature of choice. What's yours, Bobby?
Fuck. No, not a griffin. I don't know. Give me a few fantasy. What's the half man, half deer?
Centaur.
I'll go with
That's not a deer. It's a horse.
What's
your favorite fantasy creature?
I may or may not have been checking my text the moment you were asking me that question.
It's okay.
And my favorite fantasy creature is probably a dragon.
Yeah.
That's dragons are hard to beat. I freaking love dragons.
They're so cool. And they come in so many different forms, too.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to a couple new Twitch subs we got this week. Coffee Black, Mr. Silent, Donnie Style. Thank you very much. And let's see.
New Patreon. John, thank you so much. As soon as you're in about a month, I'll let you know, and I'll send you a t-shirt code, and we'll do all that. And we need new t-shirts, Bobby. What is going on?
Yeah, we need new designs. Mm-hmm. T-shirts are no problem. It's the designs.
Yeah.
I really think we should just buckle down and hire a professional artist, someone who does that. Not a Fiverr guy. We need the real deal here. It's time we get something fancy. Any updates on TwitchCon, the TwitchCon house?
So with TwitchCon, it's still the same dilemma. Right now, I am ready to book anything, but I just want to make sure that it's accommodating in terms of location and space. We're only getting more and more interest in regards to the house.
Captain Gummy and Cricket are in.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
How are we going to fit everybody?
Yeah.
It's okay. You could just share my room. All of you.
What was I going to say? I'm going to talk to Ray and Daniel. I think the San Diego people shouldn't stay in there. But anyway, we'll talk about all that stuff later.
Yeah, right.
Get a whole room, though?
No, I don't need a whole room to myself.
No, okay.
See what I mean? Okay, yeah. I know what you mean.
Anyway, let's move on.
All right. So let's talk about some games on the radar. So games that have come to our attention this week, and also ones that have been selected or suggested in Discord. So I put a bunch on here, and then I went and checked Discord, and a lot of those same ones were suggested. So I'll give shout outs to the people who did that. The first one I'm super, super excited about. This game is called 13XIII, so Roman numerals. So this was a game that came out in 2003. I've talked about it on the podcast many times before. It's a cel-shaded neo-noir thriller where, you wake up, no memory, few items, you got to figure out, who put you there.
Okay.
It's a great looking game. At least it was for 2003. It really caught my eye. David Duchovny was the voice of it. Also, Adam West did some voices in it, and they are remaking this game, which is fantastic. This is a game that I always think about going back in and playing, but it's not on Steam. It's not that easy to find, although you could find it other places. And then there's the whole hassle of getting it to run on a modern machine. So not a lot of details about what this game is going to look like. This is not the right video here. I'm going to go down to a different one. Let's go to a cutscene of the old game. You can kind of get a feel of what this looks like.
I think the original game was on PlayStation, and then they converted it over.
I just remember playing it on PC.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's one of those games that I always wanted to play. And the cover art is very, I don't know, I just always remembered the cover art. It's just something, I don't know, very small game, but somehow it's always been, everybody knows about it.
Well, the game is done up like a comic book, so it's got the sound effects and the little boxes that jump up and the lines of dialogue, very much like a comic book. And in 2003, nobody was really doing that
or
really paying much mind to comic books. This is before Marvel and Iron Man and like that whole barrage of comic book fandom that we have now. So
it, graphically, it almost looks like a Telltale game.
Yeah. What was that one? Was it A Wolf Among Us? Is that what I'm thinking of? Yes.
Very strong cell shading. Not like light cell shading. This is like straight comic book.
Yeah. It was maybe a little ahead of its time. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway. I remember being intrigued by the game, too. So, like, you're accused of killing the president, and so you have to clear your name. It, you know, classic.
By killing classic a bunch of other people, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm looking forward to this. Not a lot of details, no release date, although the studio behind it, I mean, it seemed legit. It wasn't like a bunch of fans wanted to remake this and they picked up some steam. It was like, no, they actually have a studio behind this and it's going to happen. Oh, wait, there is a release date and it's soon, November 13th. So
soonish.
Yeah, soonish. Six months.
I'm not a murderer. Da, 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 da. Just fucking mowing people down.
Oh, God. What was...
So this is pretty good, Bobby. Yo, I thought Bobby was like a big jack dude. Like Joe Magellano?
I don't think that's how you spell it, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Emilio, I thought looked like Adam Rodriguez. I don't know who that is. Chi, I thought looked like Chanel.
I don't know.
Chanel Iman. We got to look these people. I don't know who any of these people are. Because I heard her mention Blasian.
Okay, there's Adam Rodriguez. So that's
Emilio. I wish you looked like Adam Rodriguez, Emilio. Oh, my
Joe
goodness.
You guys know this guy. He was in the... He played, I think he was in True Blood or something. He played a werewolf in something, and he was in that movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Magic Mike movies.
The werewolf in, I was like,
was it True Blood? Or
True Blood, yeah.
Okay.
And then, I was like, damn, this guy's too good looking.
It's unfortunate I'm not actually in a room with those two gentlemen.
Chanel Iman.
Iman.
Oh, she's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's half Asian,
I wish
too.
She looked like her.
Damn, she was in Dope. Oh.
Give me a couple days out in the sun. I can.
All right. So, 13. Very excited about that. Thanks, Pharaoh Steve, for posting that in the Discord. Next up is Mordhau. And this is another one I'm excited about. Jen's posted this up in the Discord. This is basically the new Chivalry, the new War of the Roses.
Okay.
It is a medieval combat game, up to 64 players fighting medieval combat style, bows and arrows, axes, swords, shields, going up ladders, setting fire to things, sieging castles.
So LARPing the video game.
Yeah.
And much better graphics than those other two you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's modern.
I like the physics. Damn. Do you know what engine this is on?
Do not know. But that was a big deal. That's this is coming out April 29th, by the way, so right around the corner. But that was a really big part of War of the Roses and Chivalry. Like, if you swung your mouse in a certain way and hit the attack button, you would swing your sword a certain way. If you pulled it another way and hit the attack button, you'd swing your sword a different way. So there was this kind of, I don't know, a sword play happening there that that added this whole element to the game, and you'd end up in like a one-on-one with somebody it was a great, like, I really got hooked on War of the Roses.
Combat wise, it looks like it's really realistic in regards to your blows landing.
Yeah,
one guy instantly decapitated
person,
so he died almost instantly, and then the other guy took two or three hits before he fell over. So
yeah, there's probably criticals, right? If you hit him in the neck.
Yeah,
not sure. I think maybe it's all about the physics of your swing and your momentum.
What I really like
about
how
you work the sword, not the size of it.
Every once in a while, like two knights would meet up, and then two archers, or like a knight and an archer, whatever. Some similar group of guys, you'd be running around, and then you run into each other. And there's this like 3 seconds of people trying to get like position. There's a lot of just like going left and right, just kind of like in the movies when people are sizing each other up. It happens in War of the Roses all the time, because obviously a flanking shot is a guaranteed kill, right? So you're trying to get that one, and then
that angle,
and then the crossbow guys, they don't want to lose that one shot because they got to fucking reload for half an hour after, so they're waiting, and it's just like action, tension. Action. So this looks like it's going to have that in spades. So I can't wait. That dude just got lit on fire.
Well, they also mention, I mean, the combat's great, but that only takes you so far. There's got to be a reason to keep playing the game. And it looks like they mentioned it down here in the details, but you're going to be able to modify your gear as well. And that was a huge part of the other games was you would unlock stuff and you could build your characters in different ways. You could have a small shield, light armor, and a mace. And that had certain advantages, but also certain disadvantages. What happened there? Let me rewind.
That was the best thing I've seen in a long time.
He got his arm cut off and he kept fighting.
No. He was disarmed. His arm got cut off. One of his legs. No. His legs were still on. No, his arm got cut off and he was disarmed, but he kicked the dude with his last remaining limb. It was impressive. It was impressive.
Am I on the right one here?
I'm not sure.
I think it was this one. No, it definitely wasn't. It was this one. Okay. It happened at the very end.
Like I said, the physics is what's selling me on this game. The motions of the swings, the...
You know what this would be good for? A game night.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Can you imagine us yelling at each other?
Yeah, but... it'd be awesome. Like, your teammates would die so quickly. It's definitely not one of those games where...
Yeah, but then you just respawn and run in.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Even the font of this looks like War of the Roses. I can't find that spot again.
Maybe it's the same people.
No, it wasn't. I checked. And this is a little more expensive. I thought there was a price on it. There is no price on it. Okay. I don't know. War of the Roses and eventually went free to play, but I think it started around $20. Chivalry was, you could always get it on sale for like $5 or something, but I think it was around that $15 range.
Hey, when do we give away stuff? Is it first Sunday?
Second Sunday. I think we're doing second Sunday of the month.
Maybe we should give away like 4 copies of this so at least we can have a small group already ready to go, you know?
Be a good giveaway.
This is awesome.
Once we see, if it's good or, you know, I think
it's going to come down to the gear building. I mean, at launch, I'm sure this is going to be a hell of a lot of fun, but if this game's going to have any lifespan, they're going to have to balance it because people eventually figured out with War of the Roses. I wish I could talk more about Chivalry because I think that was the better game, but I just got hooked on War of the Roses. But people figured out you just go butt naked with a big giant axe, and that's like how you do the most damage.
It gives you speed, probably.
Yeah, you're faster. You do the most damage. You also take the most damage, but usually you can get the swing off first, so you get the kill.
Hey, Bobby, before I forget, there is a documentary on Netflix about the making of... What's the other game that's like this? That was the big budget one that was AAA? For Honor.
Oh, yeah. For Honor. And
there's a documentary on For Honor, really.
Yeah.
And, that'd be interesting to watch.
It looks really interesting. I almost watched it the other day, but I was there with Sam. I don't think she wanted to watch it.
Yeah, that's a pretty specific interest. All right.
It's almost like a memoir, right? Just kidding.
I don't know.
I doubt the game's dead. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are still playing it, but...
Yeah, well, it did really shitty at first, and then about a year later, they started doing, like, free weekends, and then the game was much better, and I think it's in a okay place right now.
It's weird, because it's never been resuscitated in terms of, like, what I would want... Like, I enjoyed it when I did play it.
Me too.
But it is not one of those games where the replay value is there for me.
I was having fun with the single player, actually. Yeah. Anyway... Moving on.
All right. Let's see. God's Trigger. Discreet Creep mentioned this in Discord. This is a top-down shooter game, single player, multiplayer.
Twin-stick shooter, I think. And it's, two-player co-op. Really cool style. Again, cell shading. Combos. A lot of action. Just co-op. Crazy fun. It looks a lot like...
That one game where you had the sombrero?
Yeah, exactly. That one with color.
12 is better than 6.
12 is better than 6. Yeah. I was going to say 12.
There was something with the numbers. I actually looked it up before the show because I couldn't remember what it was. I was like typing in 6, 12. But it looks a lot like that, but multiplayer and very fast-paced, cool graphics.
Sam was into streaming with me the other day. We're about to do it, but we just got caught up with other stuff. But this looks like something that I could play with her.
Yeah. $14.99, not too expensive, and it's coming out, or it is out, April 18th. This is out.
And very positive so far.
Yeah, good reviews.
Good style.
Nice. All right, next up, Ghost Nico mentioned Anno 1800. And because I've been on such a simulation kick lately, I was actually looking at this game, and I was like, I did this thing I always do. I'm not going to buy the new game. I'll just go play one of the old games. Turns out I don't own any Anno games. I've never played an Anno game, and I don't even own one.
And these are the people that do, like, Kingdom...
I don't know what they do besides Anno.
Can you click on them?
Where are they? Blue Byte? Yeah, I don't know what else they make. Dawn of Discovery. Well, that's like Anno 1400, I think, is what that's actually
okay.
What it's been called. But all their titles add
they
up
make
to
For Honor?
19.
Wow.
Oh, they did make For Honor?
Yeah.
I don't see that. Where's
it's at the very top.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Weird, because it has nothing to do with any of their other stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, 2070, 2205. So I'm looking up online, what's the best Anno game? And I think most people said 2070. Basically, everybody shit on all of them. There are a lot of complaints around the...
I've always heard of Anno, and when it comes to, what, building simulators, but yeah. It's never been one that had a good enough reputation to really succeed beyond, like, it's a Civ, or even the
Ooh,
one
with the graphics, with, though.
Tropico, yeah. Or anything like that, so...
This is the one I would want to play, though. 1800s, that's where shit really started getting interesting in history. I mean, 2205, 2070 being in the future, cool. The 1400 one, maybe, but that's like, that one was made so long ago that it's really old, probably not worth playing.
If they all have shitty scores, why would you want to play one?
Because I've never played one. I'd give it a shot. Yeah. I might be disappointed, but I feel like
this is probably a $60 title, right?
Is it? Oh, it's not listed yet, but I think, I don't know. If it's $60, but it's not cheap. These simulation games usually aren't. A lot of work goes into them.
Hey, so right there, it has the warning of third-party DRM. So that means you have to be online in order for it to work, correct?
Yeah, but it also says here, at the request of the publisher, Anno 1800 is unlisted on the Steam store and will not appear in search.
Weird.
So I don't know. I mean, they have a Steam page. We're looking at it right now.
Right.
But it is
so maybe it is for
Ubisoft.
Sale already.
It's because that's so
what
weird.
Is that?
I think it's weird because they're advertising themselves on Steam, yet keeping it on the down low because potentially they want you to fucking install Uplay and purchase the game, and we all know you're not doing that because their game is probably shit, just like fucking Uplay.
Well, even if you buy a Uplay game on Steam or a Ubisoft game on Steam, Steam launches Uplay to be able to play the game.
Oh, that's very true. Yeah. So maybe. Who knows? That's really weird. Nonetheless, it's just one of those ploys where every other developer is trying to make their own freaking game launcher and, with very little success.
So I'm confused here. So are they paying to have it on Steam just for an advertising?
That's great marketing.
They must pay something,
but
right?
But at the same time, it doesn't come up in search, but you found it. How else would you have found it if you didn't search for it?
That might be the happy medium, dude. If you have your own launcher, but you don't, obviously, you're not going to get the people that Steam do. So you just advertise on Steam, but they have to go to your launcher to get it. That might be like a good choice because then you don't have to pay the 30%.
I guess it's possible already to do this.
Just paying for that Steam landing page.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. One of these days, I'm going to play an Anno game. Next up. Omega Labyrinth Z. This is from Warconius. All right, this one is a bit of a troll here.
Oh, boy.
So I'm just going to play the video. You guys tell me.
There's tits, and there's a dildo in the tits. Is that a dildo?
It's
very
hentai. Game.
Yeah.
That's an eggplant.
So
there's a lot of boob physics.
I'm going to play a little audio for you. That didn't really help me, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here, but I assume it's like a physics game where you're trying to massage some object out of a woman's breast.
No, I don't think so. I think
literally
you're trying
what's
to...
happening right now. Can we explain?
It's tough. Okay, there's a pair of tits, like sea cups.
And
then there's
shrimp tempura.
In is that what that is?
Lodged in between the tits.
And then you move it around and try to get it off.
You're massaging the tits.
I don't think
until...
you're trying to get it out. Like
get it off. Like have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like it's an orgasm you're trying to achieve.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. And now there's a microphone.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Okay. That's a game.
Yeah. It's a game. The graphics are kind of cool actually, but it just looks terrible.
All right.
If you tried throwing shrimp tempura at my chest, it would literally bounce off like a fucking rubber ball on that. Like we're playing racquetball. Like anything that gets thrown at my chest, I would not qualify to be an anime girl in this game. Let's
one
be
time,
real.
My dad was laying like on. Okay, imagine like a girl like trying to sell something. They're on their side with their hand here and just like laying on their side, right? You know what I'm saying? Like that classic pose. Anyway, mm-hmm. my dad was doing that on the like on a very hot day. He had his shirt off, and he's just like watching TV. And then he's like, "Hey, throw me the remote." So I threw him the remote without looking. He was so sweaty; it stuck to his stomach.
That's gross.
Yeah, and it didn't fall off. It was vertical, like a fucking Spider-Man, wow. dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, last game we got here, Forager. I saw this game. I can't remember. I saw it on some list of recently released games, and it looked interesting. So this is a adventure survival crafting game that focuses solely on that. So it's like Stardew Valley, but without the story and like the little side quests and stuff. This is just about building. That's
and,
all it
and
is.
And resource gathering.
Yeah, gathering resources, building stuff, using that to build bigger stuff. I don't know, maybe like Factorio. I haven't played that game.
I think this one's overwhelmingly positive.
Wouldn't you say it's more like Minecraft positive. When it comes to foraging, crafting, gathering, and building up?
Yeah, that's okay. Highly powerful.
It does have very, it almost looks like original Mario, not original Mario, but some type of Super Mario World with pixel graphics and very bright settings and environments. It's basically, Super Mario meets Minecraft. It's so colorful and cute, and you look like you're traversing. You know how when you traverse between worlds and in Super Mario? That's
like Mario,
that's what
3,
the maps
right?
look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's super cute. I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah. I like it already. So, it's so adorable.
As soon as I see this, I was like, this is Chi.
Yeah.
And so I suggested it for her, but she didn't have time to.
It's very much more on the Minecraft element. So
$20 is a little steep, too.
$20 is a bit much, yeah.
I'm going to be honest. You're probably not, what's the other one that you just said? The fucking farming one. That's awesome.
Oh, Stardew?
Yeah, you're not Stardew. And no. You're going to come out at Stardew's price?
Yeah, $20. Ballsy. I don't know. And that game is out April 18th.
I think the appeal is more for Minecraft people, not so much Stardew.
Yeah, it could be.
And then speaking of pricey, and I still want my refund. I should really remind myself to get it. World War Z.
Let's not talk about it.
Not yet, until Ray gets here.
Right?
Okay, when Ray drops in, is Ray still on the way?
He must be.
Is Ray on the way?
I'll tell you what, we can kill a little time here. So I was talking about this before the show. I found a book. We were talking a few weeks ago about Mystery and the pickup artist from that VH1 show. And I found a book. He's still out there creating books, and he's got The Book of Negs. So here we have, reading from The Book of Negs, Shotgun Negs. A shotgun neg is a statement said in front of others. It's humor for the group. Let me see if I can pick out a good one here. Some of these, I have no idea. Does this stuff even work anymore? I haven't really been to a nightclub in a
females
while.
Females are still females, man.
How about we shotgun neg each other this moment right now in front of the group? What would we
Here's
neg each
one.
Other with?
You taste like a bad decision.
You already neg me with your voice.
That doesn't really count. That doesn't really count.
Bobby laughed. I think.
I'm laughing at these. Oh, you look like, I bet you were the kind of girl that got spaghetti sauce all over her face.
That makes no sense.
That's terrible.
You're cute in a dorky way. I see what you're doing there.
Cute in a dorky way. Speaking of awful, like, negging and awkward dating.
But look, you're thinking about the neg already. There's not even a guy doing it, and, like, you're thinking about him already, and that's what negs are about. It gets you thinking about that person.
Not really. These are the worst examples of negs.
They're not. I looked it up. This guy's in his 40s now, I think. So I don't know. He may be a little off his game, but.
See, I like neggers. I think negging is fun. Mm. I was negging on my phone.
Dangerously
on the way to the podcast today. And it just from one of my best friends. One of my best friends, he just recently bought his own PC, a brand new PC, the one that I fixed that PC up for.
Yeah, yeah.
It ended up not working for him. He somehow managed to break it completely while I dropped it off. And then he was we were negging each other.
Okay. Which is
and,
fun.
Here, let me quote unquote some of the shit that we were saying. And this is what modern day negging is. And as a gamer, it's completely it's completely relevant to this negging book. One second here. So he's in a group chat with me and one of my best friends, uh-huh. and he's like, and they've been talking forever, and then I've never said anything. And he's like, hey, Chi, next time you're in a group chat, say something. And I'm like, what? Chicken butt. Like, I have nothing to say to him. And then, so we're trying to make plans to hang out, to go hiking or something. And then I'm trying to type while driving and I can't.
Right.
And he's like, can we get an F in chat for Chi's broken text? So I send him a middle finger. I'm like, F you.
Yeah.
And he's like, lol, you mad because you bad uninstall. And I'm like, lol, I'll wreck you 1v1. And then he's like, I'll give you $100 if you could win a CS match with me 1v1. And I'm like, sure. I love free money. You know, he's like, easy money. You can pick my gun. I'm like, I'll be picking your gravestone. Like, I'll be picking out your gravestone. You know, like, that's
it's
negging.
Fun, it's back and forth.
Yeah, gaming-specific negging.
Yeah. So that's like gamer mm-hmm. negging.
I don't know if that would work at the nightclub, Chi.
But
the,
he's...
One time, Bobby's like, I forgot what had happened. I don't know what the situation was. But Bobby's like, no, man, I got you figured out. Talking about me, right?
Uh-huh.
He's like, you make fun of your friends. And then you laugh, and then something about, like, I forgot what it was exactly. But, yeah, me and my friends go hard on each other. So then when
Chad would neg each other all the time.
So hard.
All the time. It was so cute. I mean, it was like, you guys were negging so hard, it is flirting.
That's why people thought we're not friends. He's literally my best friend. And like, people, like, because I guess his last episode, we were yelling at each other, but, man, we love each other.
Yeah.
There was a lot of contention there.
But anyway, yeah, Bobby... Because he was new to my life.
Yeah.
And then I go hard like I do with my other friends. He's like, yeah, man, that's not cool. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, I guess.
All right, here we go. Some sniper mags. These are intended to work directly on one person. You have man hands.
Ooh.
I do.
You talk a lot. You got a boogie.
Wow.
I can't even say that with a straight face.
You got a boogie. Oh my gosh.
Let's see. You blink a lot when you talk. These are like the super light insults is what I'm getting here. That's what negs are.
Yeah.
Just delicate insults.
And then they're thinking about that and they're off balance.
If I can neg Amelia right now.
They're like little jabs. They're little verbal jabs.
If I can neg Amelia right now, I'd be like, Amelia, I swear I could see your beard turning gray as you're speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, my barber is a chick, and does that work? Can a barber be a female? Yeah, right?
Barbette? I don't know.
Yeah, barbette.
Stylist?
Negette?
I guess. Anyway, so she was like, hey, do you want to dye your beard? Because it's getting kind of crazy. And then I was thinking about it, and it's like, yeah, like this over here really bothers me, like on the side, that it's so gray. But then, like, gray hair everywhere else is fine. Like, I'm okay with this one.
Yeah.
It's just so dumb. Like, I'm okay with this, that I'm speaking right at, like, the tip of my chin. And then, but the side ones is just like what really gets at me. Anyway, I look like a
homeless
person.
I want to do? There's actually some like hair color wax. I think we should hair color wax your beard and then my hair and maybe Bobby's sideburns.
Somebody said I should go purple beard for TwitchCon. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. You know what? If we could, if we could dye anything weird, we could dye Bobby's sideburns, your beard. I could cut my bangs. I could trim my bangs. We could dye my bangs.
All right, we got to move on.
And then what about Ray? He doesn't have any hair to dye.
Wow.
We'll color something on him.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Chosen, thanks for the year subscription.
Wow.
Dang.
That is amazing. Congratulations.
1 year.
It's an anniversary. Oh my gosh, Chosen, thank you so much for the 12 months. That's amazing.
1 year. Dang. All right, we better talk about some more games.
Chosen's going to be there at TwitchCon House, by the way.
Joke's on you, dude. This boat's going to fucking burn to the ground within 3 months.
Well, I wish it was a tugboat. Something's going to happen. I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll make it.
All right. I guess I'll start off here. I got two quick things I'll mention. So I was talking to someone in Discord about baseball, how I've been following. The baseball season just started up. I've actually been following it a little bit for the first time in a very long time. I used to be very into baseball when I was younger, but kind of tailed off recently. Been watching a lot recently, and it got me thinking, like, I haven't played a baseball game in forever. And I went to my library to see what I have. And I had Out of the Park Baseball 18. And I thought, this might be good. So this is like Football Manager. It's a sim game. It's a baseball sim game. And I knew it was going to be a lot of work, and I was prepared. I was like, I'm going to go into this. They have these tutorial videos that are like 20 minutes long a piece, and there's five of them. I watched like one and a half of them. I'm like, okay, let's just get into this and see what we got here. And it was tough. Even though I knew exactly what I was getting into, like it was just, let me just show
and
you.
There's no graphics at all, right,
Bobby? No graphics at all. Even the ones of the players here, like the little pictures of the players, are not very good.
Yeah.
They look like really poor.
I just saw the same guy portraits. Nine times.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just bombards you with information. Oh my God. So much detail. Just too much.
Are you even dealing with trades and like trying to get.
So you have two options. You can play as the manager, general manager, or actually a third option, manager, general manager, and owner. And with each of those, you have the ability to do different things. But yeah, you can create your lineup. You can hire and fire people, negotiate trades, wages. Just all the usual management stuff. And what's really cool about this is you download a database when you're starting the game, and you don't even, what's up? What's everyone smiling about? But you don't even have to play the most recent team. So I was looking up like Roger Maris, Sandy Koufax, even Benito Santiago was there. So I was like, holy shit.
The real players are there?
Yeah, like all of them from the history of baseball. You can pick from all of them. So you can really take your pick, which is great. Like, I want to play as the.
How did they get that licensed? MLB.com.
Yeah, there MLB, it is. I'm sure. But
if video games were torture devices, this would be mine. Just looking at the spreadsheets are making me cringe.
I couldn't even get into the game. Like, I tried. I gave it like an honest to God try, and I was like, nope, not happening. And I played not even 2 hours of this before I gave up. And it's a shame because I thought.
So you're telling me you're not down with OTP?
With OOTP? No. No, you know me. They do have a new version of this, like OOTP 20, but, and of course that's based on the year 2018, 2020, but I don't know. You gotta be something, you gotta be really into fantasy baseball to get along with this game.
Bobby, I was thinking. Happening. Yeah, please.
Anything in it?
Huh?
Anything in it?
Oh, yeah. Whiskey and energy drink, please.
Hard.
Thank you. She's in booty shorts today. It's very distracting.
Summertime.
Yeah. What was I saying? What was I going to say? Oh, I think, how can a little game like this get licensed for all that? And I'm thinking it's because they're not using the likenesses, which is probably very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not using, like, a lot of the stuff. You're basically just not using name and stats.
Yeah, names and stats, which is like, I don't know if that's something you really have to pay for, is it? I mean, fantasy baseball does all this stuff, too.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Okay.
Sammy Sosa is now a white man.
What?
Yeah. Now, Google Sammy Sosa's a blue hat.
Blue hat?
Yeah.
You want me to type that in? Blue hat.
Oh, no, just hat. Sorry.
Oh, just hat?
I saw it. See how it's the first one there?
What
yeah,
the
dude.
Fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, dude.
What happened
yeah,
to
dude.
Him?
He
did that
pills.
On purpose?
Yeah, he takes pills or whatever.
Oh, I heard about this. I heard about this like a year ago or something when he started doing this.
Is
what
that crazy?
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
He's, what is he, Cuban, Puerto Rican?
Yeah, Dominican, I believe.
Oh, Dominican, yeah.
Is that crazy?
That is nuts.
Bobby, do you watch Atlanta?
No.
You should watch it sometime. It's really good.
Yeah, I like Donald Glover.
That guy is so talented. But anyway, he has an episode about rich black people that try to go light after they get rich. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's good. It's weird.
Oh, that is creepy. I didn't need to see that.
I'm going to say that's my top suggestion for you right now is Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah, because it's just weird enough that I think you'll really like it.
Okay, so yeah, I gave up on Out of the Park Baseball 18 pretty quickly, and then I found RBI Baseball 16 in my library.
Now that's fun.
So this is your typical, I remember playing RBI Baseball on like a Sega Genesis. Like, I remember this game. This is a game that's been around for a long, long time. I don't know if there's any other RBI games on Steam. Let's see. RBI Baseball 15 and 16. That's it. So you're playing with the 2016 roster, which kind of sucks, at least if you're playing the Padres. But I will say they got the stadium right. The stadium, San Diego Padres Stadium, looks just like it does Western Metal Building. Even the buildings in the background, you can see those over there, the retired numbers in center field. Like, it's totally Petco Park.
That that one right there, Bobby, if you look at the dark part on the right side, I believe that's a building called the Legend. Anyway.
I don't know what field this is.
I've been in there. Oh, I thought this was a Petco one.
No, this is
a Petco. Oh, my bad.
I wonder if I can pull that up on YouTube. But the detail in this game is not that great. So if you, I'm going to try to pull up the stadium so you can
graphic
see the
detail
fans.
Or
yeah, the graphic details. Like, it's serviceable, but the character animation's not that great. If you look at the stands, then the people out there look like little cardboard cutouts. Like, it's a little chintzy. And I feel like the football games, like all the Madden games, they have really good graphics.
Well, have you seen MLB? By, you know, there's an MLB game every year, just like Madden. And those graphics are insane.
See, I thought RBI Baseball was it. Is that on Steam?
MLB, I don't think it's on Steam.
Home Run Derby VR?
Yeah, that's not it, dude. Okay. Look up MLB, like, PlayStation 2018. And then you'll see some graphics.
It'll be PlayStation 2019. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this looks way better.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This looks great. Yeah, and the fans, like, this is what I was looking for. Yeah, so RBI Baseball, these people literally just cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, and then this one is, like, photorealism. Close to it.
And when you're playing defense, it seemed like they automatically jumped to try and catch a ball or slid to try and catch a grounder. But I remember, like, in Bases Loaded back on the NES, you could do that. And it made playing defense so much more fun. There really wasn't anything to do. Playing defense, you know, you try to strike them out, you try to pitch well, but it's just, I don't know, didn't really work that well. And even the batting got a little bit boring. Like, that's the problem I keep running into with baseball games. Back when I played Super Mega Innings like a year or two ago when it came out, like, they just kind of get old after a while. So I'm thinking, what are the good baseball games that I remember playing as a kid? Number one, Base Wars. I don't know if you
remember
that.
What's the cartoony one, Bobby? The cartoony one where
for the PC?
RBI. I think it's RBI for the NES. RBI for the NES.
I don't know. There's so many of them.
Yeah, there's so many.
Let's see. RBI Baseball 18 Petco Park. Let me see if I can find the... Is this a home game? This looks like it here. Maybe I can get a shot of the stands as well.
Dude, I was so pissed when they started building it, Petco, because I used to live about four blocks from where they built it. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, traffic is nuts already. You're going to put a fucking stadium here? They do a pretty good job of managing it all, though.
Yeah, it's not bad. I remember going to the first game they had there. Like, I was there for a lot of Padres history, man. I was pretty into baseball, you know, like when Tony Gwynn got his 3,000th hit.
That's weird, man.
When Trevor Hoffman was supposed to break that record. And
not that it's weird that you're into baseball. It's weird that you're into baseball and also, like, a computer nerd. Because usually there's not a lot of crossover there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I went to a game.
And now you're built
season.
Like a jock.
I'm getting there. I'm built like a baseball player. No, I'm not tall enough for baseball. But I was sitting next to a guy at a baseball game last season, and he was saying stuff. I was like, oh, my God. Like, sometimes you hear people talking, and you're like, holy shit, does this guy, like, never go on the internet? Does he just, like, not know things? And I can't remember specifically what he said, but I was amazed at his lack of what I consider to be common knowledge.
Sorry, Ray's not coming.
Okay. Yeah. Well, man, he really had us going back and forth there.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. You can see the Western Metal Building. Almost got in a fight with a Phillies fan there.
Nice.
That's a great story. Two days before,
man,
I stopped drinking. So
terrible.
That was the... Yeah, they
were
awful.
What are the fans? Full of Padres?
Oh, my gosh.
I wish I could get a close-up
how
there.
How much time have we spent on this now?
Oh, do you know how upset...
We're talking about a different game now.
Do you know how...
A different baseball
game. Do you know how upset
game.
She looked when you came in? She came in and we were still on this. She's like, I thought I did the right move.
Oh my gosh.
But look at these buildings in the background. Like, these are actual buildings in San Diego there.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a building that's connected to the park, and you can, if you live there, you have like box seats guaranteed because you can just go out on the balcony. Mm-hmm. It's called the Legend. And the HOA there, somebody want to guess the HOA?
I mean, downtown starts at like $400 or $500. Probably what, $1,000?
It's $1,000 HOA.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it. But yeah, so good baseball games here. And this is, they need to remake this one.
No, Base I think we Wars. Can get off of this now, Bobby.
Oh, no, I have to end on this. Base Wars.
Ooh, at least they're robots.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this does look really, oh, I've played this actually.
Yeah, everyone played this on the Nintendo because it was mm-hmm. the best baseball game ever. So you played baseball, but you also got to modify these robots and you put like machine guns and like they could have these auto punching fists. And if you got yes. tagged out, you would just fight for it. You just fucking duke it out there.
Yeah.
And, I love it. Yeah, like this dude awesome. When the hover thing could just like jump up and down on you. It was great. This and Ken Griffey Jr.'s baseball were like my favorite ones. I think Ken Griffey Jr.'s baseball was great because of the home run derby in that. That was just like, fuck it, just go in there, swing away, see how many home runs you can get. Like it was just fun. It wasn't the usual strategy that baseball games try to force on you. But yeah, that was my weekend playing baseball games here, trying to find a good one. And there aren't any on the PC, apparently. It's just, you have to get a console for That's good tough. Sports games.
Yeah.
Yeah. That MLB one looks great, though. I wish I could play that on PC.
Chad's like, what are your thoughts on the PlayStation 5? Because there's like info, right? Info dropped on
PlayStation 5. Wow, really? In the next generation already. Awesome.
Without even looking at the info, I said, if Stadia is what Stadia says it is, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, why?
You're still hung up on Stadia?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. Expectations are super low for Stadia. Sorry.
Well, I mean, there's exclusives, too. So, consoles always have that going for them.
And Sony more than Xbox. I feel like Xbox has very few killer apps. Like, what do they have?
Xbox?
We can't even name one.
They used to have Halo. But
yeah, they still do.
Halo Anniversary is coming out on PC, so not really anymore. Like, Microsoft's really not doing a lot of exclusive. No. They're doing their Microsoft Store and Xbox now.
Forza, that's not a killer app, though, dude. That's not going to sell a system.
Crackdown 3. all right, so what have you guys been playing?
I don't know. Where are we at?
Katana Zero.
Okay, so I can't speak too much about Katana Zero, except for it is a lot like Hotline Miami. But it's a 2D side scroller instead of a top down. The story is weird. The graphics are insanely cool, like really cool pixel graphics.
It's like Baby Hanzo goes through a side scroller.
Yeah,
super
but
cool
because he's a samurai.
Yeah,
he's a samurai, and it's a lot of like slash this guy, pick up this glass, throw it at his head. You can slow down time in this, which adds some diversity, but you can only do it so long, and you're timed on every mission. If the timer runs out, then you can't continue. So far, I'm not like blown away. It's like overwhelmingly positive right now. I'm not blown away with the gameplay, but the way that the story is being presented in a very weird, cryptic manner, and also you can just say, tell everybody to fuck off with the story. Like, if you don't care about story, you can just keep hanging up on people that call you, and you can just walk away from conversations.
Basically, hold down the A button until you make it to the next sequence.
Not even that. Like, somebody calls you, and you can just hang up on them, and then you don't have no sequence.
Sounds like me, IRL.
Yeah. and then after every mission, you go to see your, not psychiatrist, your counselor or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, you...
Your high school guidance counselor.
No, I don't know what to call it. Yeah, I guess psychiatrist, whatever. But he's also your boss. I don't know. But so you had dreams the night before, and everything was very, like, nebulous, right? You don't know what this is. You can see that that's a person, and that's a person, and then you get killed at the... And then you go to your psychologist, and he's like, okay, what do you think this shadow was? And then I chose scientist. And then the next time I had the dream... It was a scientist. And then so, like, I think that dream that I keep having every night is eventually going to be something important. But then how much of it was just my choices? So I'm really into the story.
Yeah.
And the gameplay, it's fun. But I've already played Hotline Miami. I know that I'm just going to be super frustrated. Like, you heard me, Bobby. Playing right now. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Oh, motherfucker. God damn it. Like,
it is.
If you get hit once, you're dead.
It's really cool that it is the pixel graphics, and it's kind of cute, but at the same time, Rep Cycle mentioned that it's gory, and I didn't really understand what he was saying until I saw him decapitate someone, and probably 20 feet of wall just turned red. So that is so badass.
Dude, my number one thing about this game right now is the music. At the beginning, you literally, it's kind of like a Baby Driver. Mm-hmm. He has a cassette player, and you can see your character pull out his cassette player, push play, put it in his pocket, and it's like, it's time to jam. You know what I mean? Mm. And every episode, every area has new music.
That's really cool.
I mean, listen to the song.
It's just synth-y vibes.
Yeah.
I'm not really big on side-scrollers, but this is one that might... that could actually catch my attention and make me want to play it. It's not that I don't like side-scrollers. It's just that I generally don't spend time on them, even though I enjoy them, like Castlevania and whatnot. And I am not that bad at them. But this one here, it, graphically, it's enticing enough to check it out.
And even though I gave it this rave review, I just don't know if I'm not going to return it. Only because, yes, I'm interested in the story, but I'm so balls deep in the Dead Cells right now. It's like, I don't know. Like, I'm playing the Dead Cells so much. I can't stop burping, sorry. And it's, you know, Dead Cells is better than this.
Okay, so it doesn't live up to Dead Cells. But it is, along the lines,
it's very good,
guys. A very pretty game. And
definitely worth $15.
Okay, great.
$15. Sorry, really good reviews.
Do you want to know what's not worth
$30?
Do you want to know what's not worth $34.99? Can we go there?
Sure, I guess. I think that you're not being fair, but let's go down it.
Okay. So $34.99. If you spent your money on World War Z, hopefully you can get your refund. I personally myself will attempt to do that tonight if I can remember. With World War Z,
I thought you said you couldn't get your refund.
I think they extended the refund policy on this because there were enough complaints for them to do.
Wow, that. I haven't seen any complaints, but okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Bobby, how's this doing?
How's what doing?
Review-wise?
That's what I was wondering. Let me look it up on Metacritic because, you know, if it's not on Steam, you can't get that instant. I mean, not that Steam's accurate, but you can't get that instant read on.
Let me preface where it may be her going. Review with one of her favorite games of all time is Left 4 Dead. And I think
my favorite game of all time is Left 4 Dead.
So she has very high standards. So, okay, go ahead.
Here's what upsets me. It's that people, when they sold me on this game, and this is me trusting the words from my friends, unfortunately so, they said, "Chi, it's just like Left 4 Dead and you should play it." And here's the thing. When I played the game, it was not just like Left 4 Dead. Conceptually, I understand why they said that. They imitate a lot of the things that Left 4 Dead did. Like when you start at the stage, it does that slow pan and slow moving zoom in until you load up as your character. And then you start from the beginning and make it to the end while maneuvering through certain objectives and horde spawning elements. But here's the thing. The zombies are nothing like Left 4 Dead zombies. The movement is nothing like Left 4 Dead. This is a third person shooter and it plays like a console shooter, and that is what turned me off the most about this game. Controls were wonky. When you get thrown in a game and when you're ready to change your sensitivity and they give you fucking hole numbers to change your sensitivity, that's when I know this was meant for a joystick. And outside
hole
of
numbers,
that,
what
tier,
do you mean? I don't understand. Hole numbers?
Hole numbers. Generally, when you change your sensitivity, you have an option to do like down to the very last increment. Like, for instance, my CS1 sensitivity is 1.7.
Right.
Yeah. So when, and then here it's whole numbers and I have to change the camera sensitivity. I had to change so many different sensitivities for the game to even feel like I can maneuver around it evenly enough. That's why I say it feels like a console port because it's wonky and whatnot. And this game, it's like, of course, it's a zombie game, but when it plays more like Dead Rising than it would Left 4 Dead. I love Counter-Strike too. But I mean that in the sense where
how
it's like the zombies are extremely overwhelming. I played it for 3 or 4 hours straight on different difficulty levels. Okay. And it's like Left 4 Dead because it has special zombies, but it's unlike Left 4 Dead because the special zombies, the way they come at you I love Left 4 Dead because once you learn the intricacies of the special infected and the momentum of the horde and everything else, like they, like for instance, if a hunter is around, you'll hear him. You'll be able to shove him before he can pounce you. But then here, I feel like it, I don't know. It's just the pacing and the gunplay and the weapons themselves. I just don't like this game. It's not that I don't like it at all. It's just that please stop comparing it to Left 4 Dead. It's not.
It's so similar.
No,
you have to.
No, it's not even a first-person shooter. How is it similar? It's not even a first-person shooter.
Bobby, is it similar?
It's a bunch of zombies and you shoot them up.
Oh my gosh.
And they have the special zombies.
That's like saying every single Call of Duty. That's like saying Halo is like fucking Call of Duty because you have guns and shit. That's fucking bullshit. Just because there's zombies in the game doesn't mean it's...
from point A to point B?
Yes.
Like you do in every other game?
I don't know. No,
it's very Left 4
Dead. Got some striking similarities to Left 4 Dead. Upset. But
I'm glad that there's a unicorn protecting me from G strikes.
I'm about to burst open this unicorn and candy's going to go flying everywhere.
I played it, but I can't give it a good review because I haven't played it online with friends. I've been playing like single player. Like I can't find people to play with me. So. I have not gone through the campaign. I just want to go to the campaign one time with friends. That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
But
you couldn't just queue up with randoms?
I tried a couple times.
The queue times are kind of long.
No, you know what it was? I was doing quick play, and every time I did quick play, it was putting me in PvP, which it was fine. PvP was pretty interesting because you're playing 4v4, but there's waves of zombies coming in at the same time. So it's like, do you shoot the zombie or do you shoot the guy shooting you in the head, you know? So that I actually like, I've never played a game that did that well as far as like where do I put my attention? Is it the zombies or is it the bad guys? Because you have to pick one a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. So do the special bad guys incapacitate you immediately and someone else has to rescue you, just like Left 4 Dead?
There's some of that. There's like, they have the shittiest names, dude. The Hider, I think, is the what's the one that jumps on you?
The Creeper is the
hunter. Holds you down? Oh, yeah, Creeper.
I think it's called a Creeper.
Creeper, yeah. And then instead of a bloated mass, what is that one called?
The Boomer. Instead of the Boomer.
The Boomer, it's like a... What is he? Like a...
I don't know. Some gas boy?
Yeah, gas boy. That's what they called me in high school. Anyway, can't say it's good or bad, but I think if Left 4 Dead was not her favorite game of all time, I think Chi's review would have been better.
No.
Is that fair?
No. I would rather play Battlefield or Call of Duty.
You look like you're about to throw up. Like, you hate this game.
I don't hate this game. I just want my money back. And here's the thing. Yeah. Okay. Somebody in chat just said, Gavust in chat says, as a rule, if you're going to make a ripoff, it might as well be a good one. This is not a good ripoff. This is obviously, this wishes it could be Left 4 Dead. And sadly enough, this game just feels outdated.
Bobby Kimmy.
And it doesn't, I could play Left 4 Dead and it feels like a newer game than this game.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
The graphics are way better.
No, fuck the graphics. It's all about gameplay.
The graphics are way better. The dismemberment is awesome. Like, their arms are flying off, their heads are flying off, their legs are falling
off. Okay, how about the fact that there's no fucking jump button in this game? Tell me again why I can't vault over something. And when I fell off a ledge, I literally face planted on the edge of a fucking train car when I tried to jump off something to jump on the train car. The mobility is so limited. My freaking goodness, guys. I don't even know. If Left 4 Dead on console played better than this
console. That's something that Valve did really well. Valve, they made... Like, if you can't go in a certain area, they made it look like you can't go in that area very well. That's one of the things that Valve did extremely well. Because, like, you can play TF2 or maps, and you know you can't jump off the edge. You just kind of know it. They do a really good job. And then, they're not that good at this. But this is not a bad game. More on this next week. Hopefully I can get somebody to play with me. Finally, I was going to play with Captain Gummy, and then the servers were down, so...
Well, Ray picked it up too, right?
Yeah, he did. And so he likes it.
We'll get his take.
So we got a 76 Metacritic. That's pretty good for $35, guys. I got to pee pretty bad.
All right.
I know I'm getting really heated about this game.
If you watch my replay of me streaming this game, it was literally 3 hours of nonstop complaining. I don't like this game. I'm going to stand behind that statement. And yes, my standards are very high. I'm sorry I'm still waiting for Left 4 Dead 3. Yeah,
and then...
And I'm more sorry that I even initially was convinced to try out this game. I just want to shit on their pillow. And that
pink eye for everybody.
Yeah, can you give me Ray's address?
Twitch sings. G?
Oh, Twitch Sings. Speaking of games I did not hate and I actually enjoyed playing, Twitch Sings, as we mentioned in the past broadcast, recording podcast, sorry, we talked about Twitch Sings, Twitch's very first game. With Twitch Sings, I didn't really have any intention of playing it, even though I love karaoke, but I did watch somebody else play it, and then that was enough to convince me to at least give it a try. I had a lot of fun playing Twitch Sings, and it's basically karaoke, but with pre-recordings of other people. And I am surprised at how many people, like, after singing with them in the game, came by my stream and vice versa, and just spoke with me. And you know, it's a good way to make new friends if you're looking to make new gamer friends. Twitch Sings is completely free. Anybody can play it or install it. You don't have to be a Twitch streamer, but you do have to be a Twitch user. You don't even have to hook up your webcam to play this game because they have avatars in the game. It's nonetheless a karaoke game, and it has, I think, over 300 songs. They're really not that bad. So when you play Twitch Sings, you're only playing with pre-recordings. So it's a little bit awkward when you have to pre-record your half of the song. There's part A and part B to every song. And for instance, I sang Waterfalls by TLC. Part A was every single part except for Left Eye's part. So the whole entire song, I was just like watching this girl sing. And I had no, like, I didn't. I wasn't cued to sing until Left Eye started singing. And I slayed it, by the way. But anyways, Twitch Sings is a lot of fun. And I probably streamed it for 4, maybe even 5 hours. And
are you getting points for how well you do?
Yeah, it's like Rock Band.
Oh, okay.
You actually do get points. Those don't really matter. For me, it was more of a entertainment value
just
thing.
Just having a good time.
Yeah, I zoomed my camera out. I was standing and I was dancing. Oh my gosh, I've never laughed so hard. One of the coolest things that happened on Twitch Sings is that randomly, just by choosing a song, I found one of my favorite Twitch streamers and viewers, and I pre-recorded and I sang with him.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then he caught me and he was like, oh my God, I can't believe you found me. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I found you. So you could sing with any big name streamer out there or anybody else that is just straight up playing this game because it's all pre-recorded. Mm. And you could sing with me if you go in there and sing with Smitchy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So all my pre-recordings, if you want to, are on there.
See, I thought you were doing that live.
No.
Can you do it live with somebody?
No, you can't. That's the unfortunate part. But it was a lot of fun because people would come in and go, hey, can you sing with me? And I think you would be good with me in this one song.
Dude, that is so good. Like,
yeah.
Like, for getting a small-time streamer, getting big, it's like, watch me versus, like,
yeah,
Dr. Disrespect or whatever.
It was so much fun. And
that was cool.
I did repost some of the videos. The two that I did was one guy had a BoJack Horseman avatar and I had to sing with BoJack. And then another guy was this like 18-year-old who was singing In the Club with me by 50 Cent. And that was so inappropriate on so many different levels. But I enjoyed myself and I know he did too. So I'm not going to complain about it. Yeah, if you click on it, exactly 1 week ago, I was just anywhere. I'm doing weird fucking shit. I spilled wine on myself and all of this stuff. Like this song. She's singing Evanescence. This is probably one of my weakest performances.
So this In the Corner isn't live?
No, not live at all. But it's
that is brilliant.
Yeah, so like I'm basically playing off their pre-recordings. I'm playing off their energy, and there I go down to the floor.
Why aren't you singing?
Because it's his part. You see how it's grayed out? I can't sing.
Oh, he's pretty good. That's him singing.
Yeah, he's really good. I suck. I really suck at singing. Here we go. You're gonna hear me singing. Skip Okay. Skip it, please. I'm so bad at karaoke, but I have no shame. I'm a better dancer than I am a singer.
She is awesome. That's what,
yeah, you need the visual to really say.
Hey, but like, she threw herself in it, you know?
Yep.
I really did, yeah. And I will on stage, too. I'm a shameless. What's that? I'm a shameless singer, and I had so much fun doing it. I'll do it every now and then, but I'm not gonna be a sudden like Twitch singer streamer because awesome. I am really bad at singing.
I was thinking so it comes with 1,000 songs. And can you pay for more?
Does it come with 1,000?
Yeah,
that's what they were saying. Yeah. But I think they're adding more and more as it goes.
They're
on.
They're good songs too.
And I was
they're
wondering, really good songs. I was wondering, like, what is this going to do to the karaoke machine market? Like, crash it, pretty much.
Well, the fact
once
that
the Filipinos find out about this, game over.
Well, here's the thing. I'm glad that I got into it a little bit early because when you go in there and you click on a certain song, there's maybe only a handful of pre-recordings. So, so I should just go in there and sing a whole bunch of songs. And it's a good way to kind of.
How was your viewership on this compared to like playing a big game?
I got about average 10 to 15 more viewers.
Yeah,
because it is just me. Standing up, I'm not normally I'm a tryhard, I'm a sweaty when I game.
Yeah.
So it's just me playing the game and I'm into it and I'm barely reading chat. But with this one here, it's like I'm actually fully immersed.
Bad. No.
I'm like fully immersed.
I mean the streams that I've seen, you're looking at it pretty.
Yeah, yeah. I care about who's hanging out with me.
Anyway. That's
it's
cool.
Fun.
I thought it's awesome.
I invite anybody to download it, play it. It's completely free just to try it out. You don't have to show your face and you don't even have to sing well, obviously, case in point right here. But it is a lot of fun.
I've got a question.
And I sing with like little kids. There's little kids going on my pre-recording and singing with me and I feel really bad.
If there's something like this, right? Or let's say, okay, fine. This. Say, Bobby, you were really into singing and this dropped. Would you guys rather have had them say, hey, in 6 months, we're going to have this service and it's going to be free. You're going to have 1,000 songs and then you wait the 6 months and then it shows up, or the way it showed up where it's just like, hey, guys, there's 1,000 songs and Twitch is not a karaoke machine. Like, do you rather the surprise where they just drop it on you that day, which makes it seem less special, right?
I don't know.
Twitch things has been out for a while, but it was only through an exclusive program. A lot of the people that are predominantly on there are actual singers, like really, really good, musically talented people. And I think Twitch was selective
about
who was invited. Some people knew.
Oh, I see.
And now it's completely launched and open to the public.
Right.
A lot of people in the public actually still don't know about Twitch singing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think it would have blown up a lot more.
Well, now that they get the DL Gaming bump, it's going to change everything.
Yeah, but it is very entertaining to watch and or listen to. And like I said, I had to watch somebody else play it for a couple hours before I had the courage to play it myself. So
I'm glad you did.
I was super shy too when I first started. And then I only had like a glass and a half of wine and I was literally bouncing off the wall. So it was fun.
I saw.
All right. Let's talk about Totally Accurate Battle Simulator.
This is everything I wanted it to be, and more.
Awesome.
God damn, is it fun. So for my first problem with it, or my first concern, was that it was going to be like EUSRB or whatever that is.
UEBS,
yeah.
Ultimate Epic Battle Simulator.
Yeah, and in that game, all you can do is show, all you can do is set up both sides and just watch the battle. In this, there's an actual campaign, and they, you know...
Oh, it's an actual game. Then.
Yeah, it's an actual game. And they give you, like... It's kind of like if you're playing a tabletop game, like Warhammer. You get a certain amount of points. You get to pay those points into certain units, and then see how they do against the other army. You can't do anything once the game starts, so it's all about planning and positioning. Holy fucking shit, is this fun. First of all...
It's challenging, though.
A couple of them were, and I almost feel like the ones that were challenging, one of them in particular, it seemed like a glitch because it was so different from all the other ones, like way off. Like usually you get 5,000 to 10,000 points to spend, and on this one you got 1,000, and they had an army, and it took me a long time to get past that one. That one was really tough, and chat was helping me out at that one, and you know they only. They were talking about like maybe you're not supposed to pass this one, blah, blah, blah. I finally got it done. I mean, I'm talking about like maybe 15 minutes. It wasn't like crazy. But besides that, okay, first of all, it's goofy as shit. Fun as fuck. Like, it's a physics-based battle game with goofy characters. It's done well, and everything looks awesome. What more could you want? Like, if I was 10 and somebody put this on my platter, like, I would have never gone to school ever again. This would have been, like, right up my alley. I played a little bit of free play. Oh, and there's secrets in it. So you can free roam, right? And somebody in chat again told me where they were. And you can unlock secret units. One of them is Artemis. And she's broken. She costs a lot, but it doesn't matter. So, whoa, I don't know why Zeus is giant right there.
That's awesome.
So, like, just to put things in perspective, and why it's so much better than EUS bar or B or whatever.
Zeus and I have the same sandals on right now.
Zeus costs 2,000 points.
Okay.
A guy with a club in his hand costs 60 points. So, like, the Zeus beat, whatever that equivalent is, let's find out. You know what I mean? Like, in the other one, Battle Simulator, whatever it's called, like, you could just...
Zeus is literally humping
an
army of dude to death. He is literally dick stomping them right now.
Crazy shit happens.
Literally. Gee. He is humping their heads in right now. Am I wrong?
No. So, see that guy? See that guy with the hay all over him? That's mm-hmm. so that they're like impenetrable to arrows. But otherwise, they suck. Like
impenetrable with Zeus stick, though, because that was literally stomping.
I've never seen everything. A giant character before. I don't know what that was. Anyway, it's fucking fun. I was laughing constantly, just like goofy ass shit happening all the time.
I'm surprised there's a campaign on this game.
It is exactly what it wanted to be. Like, it's exactly what I expected it to be, but better.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. There was like little tiny hot dog men, like, getting stomped by the bigger hot dog men. They almost look like little Gumbies, too.
Gee, there's a one character.
I need to play this game.
There's one character that's a wheelbarrower. So he has a wheelbarrow, and there's two guys in the wheelbarrow, mm-hmm. and one of them is throwing fruits, and the other one has a spear. And the guy with the wheelbarrow just runs super fast.
What kind of fruits? Cantaloupe?
They look honeydew. Like cantaloupe or honeydew, yeah. And so he just runs into battle, like, doesn't give a shit. But as soon as, like, as soon as the cart falls over, the guy will use the cart.
Fall on the floor?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And he'll just use, it's awesome.
The dude used
it's the best fruit. $15 I spent the enemy, this year.
So the far. Enemy picked up the fruit and threw it back at him?
No. I'm just saying, like, once the cart falls over, the wheelbarrow, the fruit thrower will use the cart as cover. And just keep, like, throwing.
You should never cry over spilled fruit, though.
No, you shouldn't.
I wonder what his catch lines are. Can you imagine if they have catchphrases? He's like, I'm going to make a smoothie out of you.
Oh, that's the other thing. So we've been talking about this this month.
That was so corny.
You know when there's not real language? There's like, that's exactly how they talk. It's like, like, the king will be like, the king is awesome. He's like, like, very, like, enthusiastic. Yeah. But then the farmers would be like, and they're, like, very, like, oh, it's awesome. It's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so good. And they have a roadmap built. You know, we've been talking about how we like roadmaps. Mm-hmm. The roadmap's built into the game. You can just click on roadmap, and mm-hmm. you can see what's coming up
next. That's so cool.
So the dynasty is coming up, which is the Asian art. So I think ninja, samurais.
ASEAN.
Yeah.
Now, anyway. Emilio, would you kindly please, talking about Zeus and everything else and fruit carts makes me want to, and powerful enemies makes me want to play God of War. So would you remind me not to forget the Elgato?
Yeah, we'll try.
I don't know.
Oh, the controller, the Xbox One controller's right out on my computer.
I would love that. Maybe I could finish Sekiro. Okay. And by the way, I did not do my homework. I'm sorry.
Yeah, nobody expected you to.
All right. Well, we do have one more game here. Atomine.
Yeah, thank you to Warconius. He sent me a 75% off on this. It's a $10 game, so I paid $250. I'd pay $250 for it. I wouldn't pay much more, probably. It's a very minimalistic
top-down shooter,
it looks like. Yeah, top-down shooter, like twin-stick shooter. You're literally a square, and you're going up against, I don't know, you're supposed to be like a hacker trying to hack into things, and the bad guys are like antiviruses, I guess. And so
looks like a hacking mini game in like Deus Ex or
yeah, but I was way more action packed, right, Bobby?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like Binding of Isaac with a blocking of Isaac right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
very minimalistic, but that's not to say that it doesn't.
Game, isn't it? I know why he recommended this game, because when he saw this game, he was probably like, "This is Emilio."
Yeah, for sure. And it's so. Don't let the minimalist style, like, think that it makes it look bad, because it's very stylized. And there's parts where there was a part where it was straight like an acid trip. Like, it was so fucked up. I could barely control my character because the color and the warping and the wavy gravy that was going on. It was just nuts, you know? And that only happened one of my, like, I would say 40 games that I played. There's a lot of interactions between the attacks, like everything from how often do you shoot to what direction you shoot to what the shots are. And you can mix and match these and get all kinds of crazy combinations. Like, for example, you can have quad shot or quintuple shot, which you would think is really good, but not always. But anyway, I had this, I turned my shots into missiles, right? And then I got penetrating shots. Guess what happens when you have missiles and penetrating shots? They don't blow up on contact. So they pass through the bad guys and blow up on the wall behind them. Mm. I died like almost instantly. So you got to really think about the intricacies and interchangeability of the combos of all these abilities. And yeah, for $250, I'd pick it up. No more than $5. But that's right now. Music's pretty good. Not too much more to say about it.
You know, if I got my refund in World War Z, I could purchase this game over 7 times.
World War Z is not a bad game, G.
Agree to disagree, Bobby.
Homework.
What was your opinion?
Doom.
I didn't play it.
No, Bobby didn't play World War Z.
No.
Bobby actually loves Left 4 Dead 2.
I do. I mean, Bobby?
I think they get, what, Left 4 Dead 2 or World War Z?
World War Z.
The...
35 bucks? That's
do we need that game?
I can make my own podcast.
Left 4 Dead 2 still stands on its own. I mean, that game still holds up after so many years.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's all the games that we got this week. Let's talk about some news. All right. We haven't heard about this game in a while. Heroes of the Storm player arrested for making terrorism threats in chat.
And on that note, yeah, it'll be.
All right. So this... the reason I found this article is because every now and then I go back and visit the Heroes of the Storm Reddit just to see how it's doing, and it's not good.
It's embarrassing.
As soon as they announced, like, they weren't going to do the season anymore, immediately, like, about 2,000 people left the subreddit. And every time I go back and check, it seems to be getting smaller and smaller. It's unfortunate because a lot of the changes that they made to the game are great, but too little too late. But I saw this post on there. I'm like, huh, that's interesting. I read up on it, and I guess some guy was making threats about shooting up a school in Heroes of the Storm, and enough people reported him, and they must have just tracked him, and the cops went in and arrested him, and they are holding him for, like, his bail is super high, $150,000. I mean, when you pay a bail bondsman, what do you pay, 10%, 5%? I can't recall, but you wouldn't be paying all that, but still, pretty high bail there. But
that
you never hear about that happening.
Is intense. Honestly, like, I would never joke about something like that. Of course. But at the same time, that is the fact that he was arrested over over this, and I understand why, because it's such like, I get it, but at the same time, the toxicity that is revolved around video games, like, you can make one statement. In fact, most gamers should be arrested if that's the case, based on the shit that we say.
Well, that's when actually we are the argument of his games. Defense. His public defender said, quote, let's see, because belief that his remarks were kind of the nature of the video game.
Do you know how many dads I would have fucked by now if I actually meant the shit that I was saying online? Like, I honestly don't really agree with him being arrested. I think the amount of money and attention revolving around a toxic video gamer should actually be directed towards. I honestly don't think Mr. Toxic Gamer could potentially be the person that shoots up the school.
I think they're taking these things a little more seriously, though, because it's obviously, maybe not obviously, who knows about this guy, but it's probably just some edgy thing he's trying to do, and people are used to being able to say whatever they want to online. But more and more, I mean, I remember video games like back in the 90s, more and more, there's more accountability online. There just is. There's less anonymity online.
Here's the thing. I don't think someone's going to shoot up the school because they were mad that they lost a HOTS game. I can imagine a kid shooting up a school because of some personal agenda or bullying in school. Like, if you really want to spend your resources wisely, then maybe on actual education in our education system regarding things like this, not freaking targeting gamers with, you know,
I don't think he did this. Like, I don't think he did this while he was in a game. He was, I think he must've been in public chat.
It's really tough. You're merging two cultures. You're merging. Like, I feel like regular culture is getting way too PC, or it's just getting PC, more and more PC, and internet is like not PC at all ever. And then when these intersect, when a company is paying for somebody to do, or if somebody's getting money from somewhere, they want them to adhere to the rules of regular life where the money's coming from, right? And that's where this happens. Like, I want to make money by giving you money. But I can't make money if you're speaking like the way you regularly do. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a convergence going on. Like, these online worlds are interacting with mainstream, or, you know, they're converging with mainstream, and mainstream's trying to do things this way. I don't think this, I mean, we're not talking about being PC. I mean, this guy's making death threats, you know, even if they aren't valid.
Yeah, they're not valid, though.
Yeah, still, dude, it's like fucking nut up, dude. Be accountable for what you say. Like, you can't just go online and say, talk a bunch of shit. I don't give a shit if you are a gamer or not. Like, dude, accountability. So. I don't know. I mean, I just...
No, for sure.
I don't have any sympathy for this guy.
You know, a lot of people talk about how we can fix this. I don't know why we don't take anonymity out of online. I think that everybody should be...
I get, the more I agree with you, but I understand the argument.
You should be Bobby. I should be Emilio. Like, why... Why would you be different?
The older I get, the more I am like that, too. Yeah. Like, I'm living less and less of a dual life, one online and one in my real life. But I think that's just a combination of getting older and a combination of just where things are headed now.
I mean, 4chan can still be there. Mm-hmm. And things like 4chan can still be there. But in general, like Reddit, everything else, you should be you. I think.
Well, there's some people who aren't comfortable being themselves, and the internet is their safe space.
Yeah.
Some
people, I mean, you'd still have, like I said, 4chan. You could be like, you could play Second Life, stuff like that, and be somebody else.
You could be the biggest loser in school based on other people's opinions, but then online, you could be a fucking gladiator and WoW or something like that. You know, it's like,
no, that's all good.
It's the whole Second Life appeal that's all to good. It.
And I just mean, like, on the major. Like, if you're talking about a news article, it should be your name behind that.
But there's a lot of security issues behind that as well. Like, you know, if
that's a strong point.
Yeah, of course. Sure.
What is this, Bobby?
I was just reminded of this song. I'm trying to get to the chorus.
Oh, okay. Online by Brad Paisley.
You remember this song?
No, I don't listen to Brad Paisley usually. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I mean, it was on the radio. Oh, yeah. I mean, that was great. But this is a great example. You know, this song came out at a time where people were just starting to, you know, people could live those double lives, like being so-and-so online.
Get catfished.
Yeah. But, you know, that's great. You know, if you want some anonymity, that's perfectly fine. But when it comes to, like, I don't believe in this, like, well, that's just the culture of being online to, like be sexist or be racist. I believe in accountability. I believe in being respectful towards people.
That's the thing. It doesn't always happen, not just over video games, but maybe in our own personal and family life. Not everybody's being judged by the argument they had with their dad or their brother or their sister. You know, some things are behind closed doors, and almost in an internet perspective of things, it's almost like it's a closed door.
Damn, gee, with the strong points today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I see what you're saying, because like in regular life, you might say something stupid, but on the internet, it's there forever.
And vice versa. And in the public eye, you could be this, you know, you could have the huge notoriety, fucking Jay-Z, Beyonce, but behind closed doors, you're beating up your wife in an elevator. Like, everybody has a second life, and regardless or not, if they're using their internet or anything else, it's just that people are different people in different settings. The internet is such a huge fucking outlet for that as well. Yeah. So
Rhythm has a good point here too. He said that, like, for example, there's like anti-gay people that go and jerk off to gay stuff afterwards. It's like,
I believe it.
If that was your name, people on Reddit would just call you out for that. Oh, really, dude? Mm-hmm. And then he would just find you out. And it's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think there's more good than bad, but who knows? We're not going to change the internet. Yeah. We're not going to fix this problem. So
yeah. But I think there's a difference between like your social beliefs and death threats, though. Like, there has to be a line.
It's pretty awful, though. If I had to wear everything that I said online or over this podcast or anything else, like, especially for someone who's a bartender, like, if I literally, like, if my transcripts were exposed to every single person out there, no one would like me.
Not only could you not be president, you couldn't be, like, you couldn't even work at the
DMV. Put me in a jail cell, literally. I probably hit on a 13-year-old boy at some point in my life over the internet. Who fucking knows?
What did those people do before the internet, then? Like, how do they get all that out? I don't know. Maybe because I don't feel like I have a place where I need to dump all my shitty personalities, though. Maybe that's just it. I don't know. You guys apparently have a darker side that you need to release.
The worst thing I've ever done.
Bobby, please.
I won't say that.
We've all got a dark side.
It involved chat roulette, though.
Oh, God, that website. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little sensitive towards this because I have to, like, if someone calls in a bomb threat or does something online, like, cops have to come and evacuate a school, and they have to do that. It's not like you can just say, well, you know, it's just an online threat. It's probably not real. It's like, no, we got to follow
the boy who calls Wolf. It could be the same guy with 50.
Yeah.
Where if there were some clear-cut way to for preventative school shooting measures, don't you think we'd find it by now? Not just school shootings, but homeboy in Las Vegas, you know? It's like, that, wasn't he part of the military and all of that, PTSD? I don't know.
It was very well planned out, though.
Exactly.
His attack was.
Like, if we could really get into the mind of murderers.
I'm not even just talking about that.
There wouldn't even be. Like, but that's the thing. You can't. There's really no surefire way to get into the mind of a murderer. Like, what if I had the same history as someone who was a serial killer? Yeah, even though I had a checkered past, I'm not shooting up a school or anything else like that. There's no actual, if shitty things happen to you in life, it doesn't make you a shitty person. I really don't think that.
Right.
I really don't
think
that.
But you can become one. We got to start talking about games.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It just went too long.
All right. Next up, Apex Legends. Well, Apex Legends stream views dropped by 75% in just 1 month. So I don't know if this is just because obviously they promoted it heavily, so they paid people to stream it for them. Yeah. And I think when those people move back to their original games, it probably dropped significantly. But I think there has been a significant decrease in the interest of this game. We were all talking about it for a while, and now it's just...
She still likes it. She was playing it this week, right?
I was playing it right before I...
Instead of doing her homework.
Right?
Right. So my homework for last week was to play Doom. And I had maybe 2 hours before coming to the podcast to play a game. And then I got sucked into, well, because I was watching a Apex Legends streamer. And he said, hey, do you want in a game? I was like, of course I want in a game. I played 2 games and we got Champ Squad on the second game. As much as the views are going down, I still can't deny that if I'm going to pick up a Battle Royale and play it, it's going to be Apex. And I think with most new releases, views go up and then they drop down just like every other game.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's
even Fortnite, I'm sure, inevitable. Can quote the same shit right now. It's not like Fortnite numbers are blowing through the roof, you know, a year and a half in or something or another. I legitimately feel like that's just the general trend of video games. And Grand Theft Auto is blowing up right now because of role playing. I really got to check that out.
I think a lot of people are on that right now. Yeah. So when that tapers out, we'll see what happens. Mm. But Apex Legends is still 35,000 viewers right now,
exactly.
Which is the 5th highest on Twitch. So it's not like the game is dead or anything.
Yeah. Like, I'm not surprised because that's just the general momentum of things that come out anyways. You know,
Bobby,
like when something comes out, everybody's into it in the very beginning and then it drops down.
Yeah, of course. Almost always.
And then Fortnite, having the audience as it does, it probably has plateaued right now. And Apex is just maybe finding its plateau.
Video games is not something that has a slow build for the most part. Almost always it's giant and then it dies down. Almost all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of some slow builds. TF2 maybe got bigger as it went on because it was so Left 4 Dead, maybe. I don't know.
No, even Left 4 Dead kind of like...
Bobby, I think homework should be after... No, yeah, you're right.
Homework,
you're right.
It should be
there. That's good.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though, too.
Should like, we with assign Fortnite, new homework?
You know what's interesting?
Even though
I will play Doom. I could play
Doom. Yeah, but I don't think we should delay a week because...
No.
I don't know. We could just redo it because Ray's not here anyway, so it'd be kind of mixing up a bunch of things.
You know what's funny about Fortnite and Apex? They don't target the same audience. Fortnite obviously has a very younger generation of gamers playing it.
Yeah.
My sister herself, like, when I went to go see my sister in Seattle, I was trying to talk to my nephew. I'm like, hey, nephew, are you playing Apex? And he's like, no, my mom won't let me. Literally, my sister won't let her son play Apex Legends, the better Battle Royale, in my opinion. Even though I don't really play Fortnite, I'm sorry, but truth be told, I like Apex Legends so much better.
Most people
And how many other parents are like, no, child, Apex Legends, mature rated. No, it's teen rated. But still, at the same time, it's like, I'm not letting you
just because it's more realistic, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Fortnite did an amazing job on its marketing and reaching out to certain audience and everything else. Apex did a good job, too. And Apex is, in my opinion, still a really good game. Is it peaking? Yes, absolutely. Am I still playing it? Yes, but not as much as I did at first.
What do you think?
Would I still play it? Yes. More than I've ever played Fortnite.
What would you say? What would they need to do in order to bring everybody back or... And or stay relevant. What do you want from the game?
Well, they've been patching the game, right? And they've been making
doing a lot of work.
They've been doing a lot in terms of balances.
Did the new character come out?
A new character came out. They've been doing a lot with balancing. A new map fairly soon would be a really good. It's more like I could see it being a roller coaster.
I saw that Caustic and somebody else got buffed.
Yes, good. Gibraltar and Caustic. Got a 10% damage reduction because of their larger hitboxes.
Mm.
The wingman is down to a 4 bullet clip now at this point. And I love Apex because when I go back in it, I still feel like...
I like those respawn guys.
I really like the game. And I didn't play it for almost a whole month and then jumping back in it.
Are you still playing?
I got 1,400 damage and 7 kills and got the champ squad. And so it was fucking rad. I'm sorry.
Are you still having
fun?
Let
me just like stroke my own EP.
Are you still having more fun solo queuing as opposed to...
I like making new friends in Apex.
That's cool.
I really do.
Grow the podcast.
In fact, I was playing with two strangers. Like, I'm one of those viewers that will go out there and watch people who only have 3 or 4 or 10 people watching them at a time because I don't really... Like, you know, notoriety in Twitch doesn't really mean anything about who you are as a gamer. And I feel like I like those type of gamers a lot more.
Hold on, I got a response to chat here. Demento Warlock saying he can go for some Left 4 Dead. Listen, dude, World War Z is a newer, faster, cooler, bigger titties game.
Then what?
Then Left 4 Dead.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm just trolling.
Oh, gosh. I need to throw a shrimp tempura right at you. If I throw a shrimp tempura, do you think it'll stick on your chest better or mine?
It depends how sweaty I get.
All right. Well, the game's far from dead. Still a lot of people playing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Next up, China imposes new regulations on blood, dead bodies, and history in games.
I saw something just got banned there, too. I forgot what it was. It was a big game, though.
So they sometimes they ban games, and it's hard to get it past whatever regulations they have. But a lot of times, developers will change things about the game to get it past those regulations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm familiar with this. Like, I've seen it in the Chinese version of HOTS. Stitches, who has his guts hanging out, he has a big patch over that. So
smaller titties? Was that one of them? Do you remember the game?
I think that was actually in Korea, but yeah, there was that side scroller MOBA type game
that we were playing.
That 2.5D MOBA.
We liked it too, and it poof disappeared.
Yeah, remember? Well, a lot of games do though. It takes a lot to get a game like that off the ground. But this is a really short article on PC Gamer, and they made an interesting point that I didn't realize, or not even a point, but they mentioned something. So a lot of times to get past these restrictions, what companies will do is change the color of blood because they've got strict policies on blood and gore. So they are tightening those policies, and they're no longer going to allow that workaround. So you can't just change the blood to green or blue and then release the game there.
Okay.
Yeah, tight rules out there. Let's see. Assassin's Creed Unity gets reverse review bombed following Ubisoft's Notre Dame support.
Ew.
So the first part of the story is that when the Notre Dame fires happened, Ubisoft donated 500,000 euros and they gave away Unity, I believe it is, for free on Ubisoft.
This is what I don't understand. Like, how did giving it away build money? Or was it just like a gesture?
No, they did both. They just gave the game away because, honestly, it's all about playing the new Assassin's Creed game. You know, who even cares about Unity at this point? It's no skin off their back. So they gave the game away for free, and they just $500,000 out of pocket to help support that.
Which is like $700,000 US.
Not that much. The euro is not that much.
1.4, right? 1.3?
No.
There's a lot of blowback, though.
Anyway.
It's like 1.1.
Did you notice there's a lot of blowback for the fact that millions of people around the world donated to get a building reestablished, whereas like all of that, all of that could have been redistributed towards the.
It's a good time to go to Europe.
Towards the good of actual humanity versus a construct.
What?
Huh?
Oh yeah. Well, there. I saw a lot of memes about this. It's like we can get this building rebuilt. Or we can fix Flint, Michigan's water. Mm. We can fix like so many things with the money. And by the way, you're only supporting the church still owns it. So the Vatican has like $90 million.
Well, it's a tourist attraction as well. So it makes money for France and Paris.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's a historical. It's a historical building. There's a lot of historical significance, and it's a big religious icon as well.
Or
so, I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Human lives.
Like, yeah.
You know?
But I mean, logic doesn't rule everything.
Do you think the Vatican is going to roll over that money when they finish building the building itself towards the betterment of humanity?
Oh, if they're going to get the money back? You mean?
No, just do you think that all that money was more than enough and adequate to rebuild this construct?
I don't know if the Vatican put anything in because they don't have to because there's so many donations coming in.
And at the end of the day, it was insured. Well, point the drill bit. Well put.
Damn, it was? God damn it.
Of course.
God damn it.
Of course.
Of course it was. I didn't even think about it. Of course it was.
Oh my goodness. Do you remember? I remember reading up on this and there was a comment like, the fact that the cross and the altar didn't melt in the fire and held up, if that's not a sign from God. And then it's like, oh, but the burning point, it, like, it held up because it's gold, and the burning point of gold
is much higher than wood fire.
Nonetheless, though, I was born and raised Catholic, but at the same time,
I'm sorry.
No, they have enough of my money, so yeah, it's okay.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. All right, moving on, Bobby.
That's it for news. Let's talk a little hardware here. What is the MagBac?
So I had a very specific problem with my wallet. So I put a wallet on the back of my phone, and it was the best thing ever because I used to lose my wallet all the time. I'm just a wallet loser. But my phone, if I'm away from it for 30 seconds, I know, right?
Why not merge the two?
So they have. And I bought this thing called like the Ninja something or other. Mm-hmm. And you just put it, you stick it to the back, and you could just put a bunch of cards back there and some cash. Mm-hmm. And like, it's perfect, right? And that was my jam for forever. Mm-hmm. But then I have a Pixel 3. Pixel 3 comes, and that doesn't come with, but you can buy a stand for it, and it wirelessly charges, right?
Oh.
And that thing, gee, it is fucking so dope because if you put your Pixel 3 on the stand, mm-hmm. it changes it from a phone to like the most badass alarm clock of all time. So during the day, it will show pictures of your photos, just kind of like a one of those like...
I never look at my phone, so that wouldn't really
picture,
be...
Picture frames. But yeah, but it's standing, right?
I don't want it to scroll through any of my photos. It'd be like a whole bunch of dick pics in there. A lot of selfies.
All right. So anyway... So it just scrolls through pictures. Not just that, when it wakes me up, like 5 minutes before my alarm, it tries to wake me up with color and light first, so much better way to wake up. So much better. Like it feels natural. You get up feeling more
refreshed. It's like a sunrise.
Do you have blackout curtains?
It goes, no. But we have shades and our, what do you call it? Whatever they rafters? No.
Mm. Curtains?
No. Like wood. Blind? No.
Shutters?
Shutters. We have shutters and it's pretty good. Anyway. So yeah, it starts with like a mild yellow, Bobby, and then it gets to a super bright orange. But it's a gradual effect. And it wakes me up almost always. Like it's so good because those are the colors that you're naturally supposed to wake up to. Besides that, like it also turns it into a Google Mini, so you can talk to it more naturally than you would if it was just in your pocket. Anyway, it's great. I love the fucking stand. It's awesome. It was $80, but it was awesome. But I couldn't charge my phone with this fucking wallet. So, and then I lost my wallet last week. Everything's gone. So Sam found this thing. Which is a wallet on the back of your phone, right?
Mm-hmm. With a clip.
With the clip. Oh, this is so you can do that.
Oh, it's cool. Magnetic.
It's magnetic. So you can, it has a phone loop, and then, yep, you can take that off, and then I can charge my phone. Boom. So it's the best of both worlds.
And so this is not what we're looking at on screen here. I got something completely wrong.
No. Well, I might have given you the
wrong number. It's basically a magnetic
MagBac
clip-on wallet, and it's nice that you can remove it so that way you can actually.
I'm sorry, what?
So it's nice that you can remove it so you can recharge.
Yeah, and not just that, it comes with extra magnets so that you can put it on your phone, your car, for like directions.
That's cool. I actually support that. I don't need that for my phone. I actually would hate to have my wallet attached to my phone because I never lose my phone, but I do neglect it sometimes. And it could easily be picked up, but I'm not worried about that because I fucking love Amazon, Google. Probably. I love Google. I'll let you lock your phone. I'll let you GPS find your phone. I'm never worried about losing my phone and its contents. But with my wallet, and honestly, I'm never worried about losing my wallet and its contents either. I've done it plenty of times to know how to react in that emergency situation. Mm-hmm. Just go to all my apps. I never want to lose both at the same time.
No, of course.
That's why that would not appeal to me. But
I would never lose it because my phone is like, I obsess over my phone. You know what I mean?
I can't lose both at the same time.
People usually check their phone like twice every 5 minutes. You know, so it's like you notice. You're going to know if you're missing your phone.
So that's why it works for me.
Not me, because I really don't ever check my phone and I leave it perpetually silent.
How sweet is this?
But this is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And
$50 I like though. It was a hefty.
Hey, you know what? I paid. Did I talk about my magnet purchase recently?
No.
I literally bought a magnet on the end of a stick to pick up all my bobby pins. And since I got that, my life has like, oh my God.
Gee,
like,
my life our lives been... are so different. You wouldn't even. Jesus
I
Christ.
Can't tell you how much I use this magnet on a stick to pick up my bobby pins because my bobby pins are everywhere.
You're speaking to about three people that listen right now.
Oh my gosh. I even pick up my bobby. I even use it across the surface of my desk because there's bobby pins
What's
all
next,
over.
Thanks, Bobby.
That is it.
Is there questions? God damn it. I got to pee. All right. Let's go.
All right. Well, this one's directed at Chi.
Okay, perfect.
Let's see. First one from Bilbo Swaggins. I guess we missed this last week, so apologies, Bilbo Swaggins. Did Chi bang Bill the Hill? What does Daddy have to do to get a Titan at my door? He also has a second part to this question.
Oh, my gosh.
Chi, you want to comment on that?
I did. I commented on it in the listener's questions. Bobby, I didn't think you would actually put this on the podcast.
Oh,
no,
we were purposely
I did not.
Skipping this.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I did not. I was going to say Bill bang the heel. No, I did not bang Bill the heel. In fact, I don't bang anyone enough. And I was just saying, and I think I commented in text, quote unquote, Bill the heel is actually just a decent human being who was kind enough to, you know, just, you know, it's like if I were the Notre Dame burnt building right now, he donated enough to, you know, kind of like bring me back to life, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, Bill the Hill is an awesome human being, and I didn't do anything extra. It was just simply out of the kindness of his heart, which I'm in complete gratitude for. So thank you for that wondrous donation. I am perpetually grateful for that. And no, I think I told him that I only sleep with people that ghost me and secretly hate me. So yeah. Not banging anyone that's nice to me.
Doesn't sound like the best policy.
Yeah, well.
All right, well, he's got a second part of the question. Bilbo Swaggins also asked, does anyone have any interest in getting the new Mortal Kombat since it will be releasing for PC?
I will not. I stopped playing combat games for a very, very long time. They're beautiful to watch.
Tomorrow.
Here's the thing. I would love to watch other people play them, but there's no replay value for me unless it's couch co-op. I wouldn't mind picking this up and going against people if I can literally punch them in the arm after they beat me in the game. But online gameplay, single player gameplay, like this, games like this no longer have appeal to me. Even though they are amazing games, it's just that with all the other distractions out there, this one I can't make the time for it.
I haven't played a Mortal Kombat game since 9. I don't know. I never played Mortal Kombat back in the day either. I mean, I played a little bit of it, but I was way more into the Street Fighter. It was all Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So I was definitely in the Street Fighter camp.
It's an awesome game. I have plenty of friends that are actually competing in a lot of fighter tournaments, and I know how much they love the game and how great these games are. It's just that I would casually only ever play these games. Therefore, I couldn't invest the $60 to enjoy it. Like, if I know I'm going to be a casual gamer, which comes across in a lot of other games, like MOBAs, for instance, I can't play HOTS or League or any other, or even Dota 2 now, because I know I can't invest the minimum of amount of time to make it worth the playthrough. Like, if I play Mortal Kombat, I'm never going to get good enough to actually feel like I am not just playing the game, but I'm learning the game and I'm owning at it.
Yeah, it sounds like a no all the way around, but I'm sure eventually somebody will play Mortal Kombat 11. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we just got over 10. They come out with these once every year, right? Or is it a little bit longer than that?
A little bit longer.
Well, there was 10, and then there was like 10X or whatever.
Oh. Well.
That's Final Fantasy. Calm down.
No, they did like a 10.1 or something.
We missed this question last week, too. Sniper says, you have to choose between eating eggs in front of a chicken, eating pork in front of a pig, or eating out Emilio in front of Sam. What option do you choose and why? Whew, definitely not the last one. Eggs in front of a chicken. I don't like eggs, so I'm going to... I don't like pork either. I'll go with the eggs.
Bobby, that's my diet. Eggs and bacon is my diet.
This is an easy answer, because... chickens are dumb as fuck. They wouldn't even care.
They wouldn't
even look at you eating eggs. Mm-hmm. Pigs are as intelligent as dogs, So they might have an inclination of what you're doing. So, yeah.
Hmm.
Eating eggs in front of a chicken.
What if you want to eat out Sam in general, front of Emilio? JK. I love you, Sam.
There was eating pork. Eating pork in front of a pig reminds me of the South Park special that they had. It was like some bonus DVD content or something from way back in the day, but they were feeding bacon to a pig. It was kind of, it felt a little weird.
Oh my gosh,
I can't
really
remember what that was from. But
pigs are cannibals?
Yeah, the pigs will eat anything.
I'm trying to figure out when eating me out in front of Sam would be okay.
Oh, gosh.
Not a lot of circumstances.
I mean, if Minnie were here, we all know his answer.
Yeah.
Making bacon with Macon. I think that was it.
Oh, I went to
Making bacon with
a gay club on Saturday.
Oh, did me too.
Yeah. Oh, did you? It's super fun.
No, I didn't.
Super duper duper fun.
I work in a gay club, gay dive bar. Just about.
We went to Rich's, which is like.
I actually went to Tacos Libertad and Cash.
What's that have to do with
beef? The other night.
What's that have to do? What are those?
It's right next to Rich's.
Oh, okay.
Literally right next to Rich's.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
But I took 2 6-year-old women there, and they had a fucking blast.
Oh, is that when you drop by and said hello, but didn't actually drink at my bar?
No. We've been going nuts, dude. There's been drinking going on for like 5 straight days here.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
All right.
That's the holidays. Gotta love it.
Let's see. Shadowmaster asks, what was the first game you've ever beaten on the hardest difficulty available?
Man, this is a tough one. So, first of all, console games were super hard, and there was no difficulty settings.
Like, yeah.
Nintendo did not basically have...
Like Battletoads and...
Yeah, super fucking hard. Mm-hmm. Everything was super hard.
TMNT was hard, too. And you know why? What? It's the quarter effect.
What was?
TMNT. The Simpsons games. All those arcade
games. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They wanted it to be hard so they could suck the money out of you.
Quarters out of you. Yeah. And then I was really thinking about this, and I was like, okay, it had to be after Half-Life. Because Half-Life... was like my first-person shooter, I think. And so, and did it have difficulty settings? Does anybody know?
I think it did. Half-Life 2 did. I think Half-Life 1 did.
I don't know.
There was, because I think my correct answer to this question is Dark Forces 2, and that 100% had difficulty settings, and that was 97.
Mm.
Difficulty settings. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the first one. Easy, medium, and hard.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I can even
It's really recall. Hard. It's really hard for me to say. I don't know.
I rarely beat video games, and that's not an unknown truth, but I feel like a lot of RPGs were really hard back then because they didn't really hold your hand or give you, like unlike Fable.
RPGs
like
don't have difficulty settings.
Yeah, they don't.
Almost
like, they
ever.
Don't give you like a quest line.
Yeah.
Like, trail
they want you to spend 100 hours.
So it was probably some RPG that I beat. That one with the mist.
But I will say this on difficulty settings. I do enjoy playing certain games on harder difficulties for sure. Mm. So Doom, I played on hard the first time and still it wasn't difficult. It was meh.
I like playing shooters.
Far Cry. Difficulty. Oh my God. Crank that shit up. Far Cry is ridiculously easy. But yeah.
A lot of games they gate the difficulty setting too. So the hardest one, Bioshock Infinite had 1999 mode, which was like supposed to be the insane difficulty. And that one, I don't think you could play until you beat it on regular, but a lot of games seem to be doing that now.
Repcycle in chat mentioned Insanity and Mass Effect, and I would say that was not the first game I beat on higher difficulty, but one of the first games I was extremely proud of beating on Insanity. I played through Mass Effect 1 and 2 on Insanity and 100% in both of those games. And Insanity was no joke, but at the same time, like, it was so rewarding. I kind of cheated because I was forgot what class it is, but the one that had you charge everything. I would fly across the map and just charge.
Actually, the difficulty setting that I remember the most standout one is FTL, because you have to play it on easy in order to play on normal. I don't see anybody beating it on normal right out of the gate. It was a weird game where, like, you had... Bobby, you remember this?
I don't think so.
So, did you ever beat it? Probably not, right? Yeah, it's because you never played on easy. But if you play on easy, you can unlock ships and different races. And then
it took me a long time to figure that out. Like a long time. Like I played the game probably 50 hours and then stopped playing it for a year, then came back and realized, okay, played on easy mode, easy win. Then I get the ship, not even an easy win, but it doable. But yeah, if you start out on normal, it's pretty much impossible.
How about getting it to end game on those MMOs we played? Wouldn't you say that was one of the hardest things to do? To
you know what the hard part is?
Making it to like those higher tier raid guilds.
Yeah.
And beating those fucking bosses. That would be the most glorious of like hard mode.
No, for sure.
Freaking moments.
But in what's interesting history. About that is it becomes a community management difficulty. Not like you need individual skill. But it comes second to
team leadership, communication.
Really good leadership is what it comes down to. And that's why, I don't know if you knew this, back in EverQuest when it was like the first MMO, Sony flew out all the top guild leaders and hired like half of them.
Wow.
And my buddy was one of them that went out there because they know how to manage people. They know how to get them together. They know how to accomplish tasks and hired them. For Sony.
That's amazing.
I thought it was, first of all, fantastic move by Sony. And second of all, like, how great is it? You're a computer nerd that doesn't really have any skills, but you know how to manage people. And now you have a job at Sony.
Mm.
Amazing, right?
Yeah, that is so cool.
It's no easy task to beat these fucking mobs.
Hell no.
40 people. Hell 40 no. people.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, next question from Pharaoh Steve. Name a game that gives you nostalgia for a person or time period in your life.
Oh, Pharaoh, this is an iceberg, in my opinion.
I told you before, I am nostalgia free. But when I used to play EverQuest, I was so addicted that my girlfriend would suck my dick while I was playing. Wow. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, but your ex-girlfriend. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's cool.
I don't know. I don't get that nostalgic about games in this sense. Like, if I hear music...
Dark Forces 2.
You're misunderstanding the question.
That's like single player.
This it's like about... if I hear a song, or maybe sometimes even a smell. Like, if I smell a perfume that my girlfriend wore in high school, it's like, voom, like, takes me back there immediately.
Yeah, curve.
Same thing with, like, a song. If I heard a song that I just totally forgot about, I'm like, oh, my God, fucking prom or something. But, like, a game? That's a little tough. I don't know.
I didn't misunderstand shit. I remember blowjobs with EverQuest, right? That was right.
It's right.
No, I'm talking about when you said Dark Forces 2.
Oh.
Yeah, because I don't... there's not really any event in my life that pertains to that.
Oh, nothing pulls at your heartstrings?
Bobby, we're talking about why you're not going to stay at the TwitchCon house, and we figured out it's because you don't have a docking station. That's a robot joke, everybody.
We just need a bigger magnet. We just need a bigger magnet.
Yes. Or I feel like he charges on something that goes up his ass. I don't know. That's just me.
Like I said, this answer for me is a complete opposite of Bobby's. This is such an iceberg answer. Every little game I play reminds me of someone.
Yeah.
Outside of maybe single player games or anything. If anything, it even it even reminds me of like a previous version of myself. Mm. You know, I was talking to someone this week and one of the things was, you know, have you ever had a mock conversation with a version of yourself? Like if I were talking to who I was 5 years ago, how would that conversation go? Would she like who I am now, et cetera, et cetera?
Stop playing video games. That's what you're telling.
No, fuck no. I think 5 years ago, would be very proud of the chi that I am
this
now.
This guy, and this guy.
Yeah. 2014 chi would be very proud of 2019 chi. Let's be real. Anyways.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't know me back then, though.
No.
But here's the thing. It's like...
the old Emilio.
I don't have a direct answer for this, but my general answer to this is that a lot of my gaming experiences were co-op, social, multiplayer, and I have not only met many of my gamer friends and loved a lot of my gamer friends, but like I got into gaming because of my big brother, and it is a family pastime at this point now. So gaming,
such a big part of your life.
Gaming is the one of the biggest part of my life, and it helps. It's the glue that sticks a lot of my most important social networks together. It is literally. I stream mostly because I like seeing and talking to the same people that come by when I stream.
Yeah.
And like, it's for myself and for the people. It's not for fame. Otherwise I would at least repost on Twitter that I'm streaming live, you know?
Yeah.
Like I love, and that's why like TwitchCon House is going to be a big deal for me. You know, my heart goes into not just gaming.
Yeah.
It goes into the network behind gaming. That's what it is.
How much are you going to pay me to keep these fucking sweaty nerds off of you all weekend?
Oh my gosh.
It's TwitchCon. I think,
by the way,
used to it.
If you can beat me at arm wrestling, any one of you nerds, I'll give you a copy of Sekiro.
Sekiro.
Yeah,
Sekiro. I guess. I don't know.
Because we still haven't figured that out.
Sekiro the Dicko. That's what I used to joke about all the time.
Fucking nerds.
Playing it.
I think you have an antiquated view of nerds. I don't know. You'd be surprised how far people go.
Nerds are hot.
Yeah. Like in esports, like the cool thing to do now is just get real swole and be like, haha, get it. I'm a nerd, but I also have big biceps. Like a lot has changed.
Chad.
I'm naturally strong. So I have this pinched nerve so it starts in your shoulder and then it works all the way down your arm. Did I talk about this last week? Anyway, I have pain. Like constantly, all the time. No,
your left arm.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to acupuncture. Hopefully, they can like relieve the stress on the nerve. I don't know what it is, but it's been 4 weeks now.
I was
trying to pick things up with my left hand, and I was like, "Oh, this is what it might be to like be normally strength." You know,
I'm
like, "This really sucks."
I am suddenly mortal.
I'm super fucking strong.
Final question from Warconius. We've played a lot of zombie apocalypse survival games, and some are really deep in the survival and strategy side of things, such as State of Decay 2, an underrated gem. Based on what you know, what are your chances of surviving a zombie apocalypse, and would it be your main strategy on how to get through it? What would be your main strategy on how to get through it?
My main strategy would be to find the hard carry.
Just like every fucking video game. I was watching, watch Black Summer on Netflix. Some of the best zombie content in the last 5 years, for sure. Very good. But there's a point where a guy is driving through and then these people walk up and she's like, "Let me in your car. Please let me in your car. I'll suck your dick. Whatever. Whatever you want," you know, because it's death or sucking dick. Of course you're going to pick. I would pick sucking dick, I guess. But anyway, what were we talking about?
How are you going to, what's your strategy to surviving a zombie apocalypse? Yeah, apparently it's sucking dick, Emilio.
Bobby has firearms. So he would do better than I would out of the gate, for sure.
Yeah, I'd probably be okay for a little while.
Yeah. Depends how much ammo.
I don't always stockpile ammunition, so I don't know how long I would last.
You should have. Do you have 200 rounds, Bobby?
No. 200 fucking rounds? What am I going to do with 200 rounds? Am I going to the gun range?
A box?
Just sitting at my
house. What is a box? 90 rounds?
No, a box. Well, how big of a box?
A box, like the cases they come in.
Like a giant. I mean, you get them in different sizes.
It's like a shoe box.
No, I've got like maybe 30 rounds.
Okay, you should have 200 rounds.
Okay.
But
let's do a hypothetical. If a zombie apocalypse broke out in San Diego and you're at home, what would you do?
Right, that's what we're talking about. I've talked to Sam about this multiple times. I think if we get 2 barrels of diesel, so 55-gallon barrels, that would be 3 gas tanks, we could get basically anywhere. Like with my truck, it doesn't matter. Like we don't have to go on the freeways. 4x4, diesel, like I have a fucking deathmobile if we wanted to. So I really think that we should start storing diesel here, and that would get us maybe safer than we would have been. Let's say it's zombies.
We're on the coast. What about a boat?
That's the thing. I live right by the bay. So
they're all going to be gone within the first hours.
My first impulse would be run to the water, get on a floating device, and...
Blowjobs!
What are you offering?
Stop, that's you.
What are you offering,
that's
though?
That's you.
Why would they pick you up?
I'd rent a fucking I'd steal somebody's fucking paddleboard from their front yard and then they would look at me and assume blowjobs and pick me up. I don't have to offer blowjobs. Yeah. They would probably like assume blowjobs.
Super true. Yeah.
Exactly.
Asian submissive, get on the boat.
What are those little boats where you pedal with your feet and they move these paddles in the back?
Paddle boats?
That sounds right.
Paddle boats.
Is it a paddle boat?
Yeah.
Is that what they call us? It seems like that's what it is.
It's true because paddle boats. Pedal boats.
Images. Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Pedal boats.
Paddle boat. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Those are the ones. This one.
Right. Hey, what are those boats that you pedal? Paddle boats?
No, paddle boats. Because when you say paddle boat, I'm thinking of like an oar, like you're paddling with an oar, but I didn't.
You paddle with your feet.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, stop.
Or a pedal boat. One of those. Nonetheless, I've been on many of pedal boats or paddle boats when I was growing up.
It's not a glamorous getaway in a zombie apocalypse.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I lost a shoe on a pedal boat once. It was disgusting trying to get it back.
Bobby, you just gave me the best idea for the ending of a fucking zombie flick. They just get on paddle boats and it's like very slowly getting away, but it's working. You know what I mean?
Oh, look at this one.
Oh my gosh. You know what they need to make? No. Okay. So I grew up in Minnesota. I grew up next to a lake where it housed the geese. Imagine zombie geese. Like if zombies could fly and eat your face off. Can you imagine? Zombie birds. The fucking worst. No. They're like,
Bobby, like, that dragon one?
No.
Mm-hmm. They built it to get it across paddle moats.
Silver Lake. What do you know about Silver Lake?
Paddle moats.
Kaizo.
It's a joke.
Who are you?
Everybody.
Kaio Kenzen, who are you? And are you from my hometown?
God, he just
name dropped Silver Lake. Who are you? You're from Minnesota? You're from Rochester, Minnesota. Silver Lake is exactly where I grew up at. I think somebody in my somebody in our Twitch chat is from the same hometown as me.
Wow. Small world.
I don't know. Raised in Minnesota. Because I grew up...
You guys can share a geese story.
I grew up blocks away, barely, from Silver Lake. And he just name dropped the lake I grew up next to just because he knew how gross the geese are around there. I know you, don't I?
It's known for their
fucking their dirty disgusting little geese. Stalker. Am I in the chat right now? I'm just kidding. Please don't be my stalker. Please don't stalk me.
Okay. Well, that's about it. What is everybody playing?
Run away from the stalker. I'm just kidding. This week, I hope to fall. That's hilarious. Repcycled, you are on point today. I've name dropped you three times, but I would love to play some console games and get back into Sekiro. So,
console games. And you said God of War.
No, but I don't want to branch out. Oh, I should probably play Doom and Sekiro.
That's a good mix. I think you're gonna like Doom.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it off. It's a huge download, too, so you may want to get started on that.
We're talking about what we're going to play?
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to say this. Gee, I started listening to, because I did like four, I drove for almost 20 hours straight. And I was listening to World War Z back again, and I didn't have my co-pilot, which isn't into like any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it a lot more.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's not bad.
And if... you have a teenager or something, I would definitely let that, that's pretty fucking cool for them. Because every character is voiced by somebody different. Like, they really put a lot of production value into it. God damn, I don't know. Like, I'm really torn on whether or not I'm going to sell or refund the, what's it, like, Samurai Zero?
Katana Zero.
Yeah. It's just like, I've done this before. Like, I already know what this start over super quick, play again, super start, you know, over and over and over. Mm-hmm. I've been down that road. The only thing that, like, makes me want to play it is the story. And I can get that off of YouTube. So it's a really tough. I don't know. We'll see next week if it clicks. But I've been playing the shit out of Dead Cells. Like, Dead Cells is so fucking good. I can't stop playing it. Like, that's my pick up and play right now, and it's really hard to get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
If I were going to... Oh, I'm for sure going to beat tabs. I'm going to finish whatever content they have and then revisit it whenever they have more updates. Because, man, am I fucking digging it. One of the things on the roadmap, Bobby, was a character creator, like unit creator, mm-hmm. and a faction creator. So there's right now there's like six factions, but you'll be able to do all that stuff. That's all going to go on the workshop most likely. It's going to get upvoted and downvoted. Like you're going to be able to get Avengers mm-hmm. and shit. It's going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait. I could not wait.
Yeah, the mod support should be pretty good for that game. Yeah, and it's still in early access too, so there's still a lot coming with it.
Yep.
Yeah, Oberdin, that's a good suggestion. That was recently on sale again.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, $15. I don't want to start it until I can finish it, you know? Like, I don't want to half-ass that game.
So you're on this simulation kick, but are you playing any Sims?
I mean, unless you count Out of the Park Baseball, I didn't really play any Sims this week. I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to get into. I've also been considering finishing out some trilogies that I never finished, like Crysis 3 and Dead Space 3, some origin games. Ooh. So I don't know. I never beat those ones, and I really like those series, both of them, although Dead Space 2, meh, not so much.
I'm not using my origin account right now, so obviously you have...
I think I have those games, but yeah, you have the origin premiere, yeah. So a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah.
There might be more, because there was a bunch of, at least in Dead Space 3, there was a bunch of add-ons and things in it, so maybe the premiere account has access to all that. But yeah, I don't know, maybe something like that. I'm feeling the first person shooter this week.
Cool. Bobby, so we talked about how much you were into these 90s shooter retro things that were, and mm-hmm. then you didn't play any of them. Like you bought some of them, but you didn't really play. You played one, I think.
I played Dusk. Right. The other but one's not
like,
out.
I feel like there was four at the same
time. There was Project Warlock, which is at the top of my list right now. That one, it would probably be the next one I play. Yeah. That's not a roguelike, though, is it? Because I think...
I don't know. Roguelike wasn't the selling point. It was like, you know, 90s shooter, like Castle Wolfenstein-esque.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, Project Warlock is not a roguelike. Because I've done the first-person shooter roguelike, like retro thing a few times, and I'm kind of over it. But yeah, that one and something Blood, that one's not out yet, though. And then there was one more. But they're all like $20, and they never go on sale. And they're all in early access. So it's, I don't know. The reviews aren't like super great enough to get me to play it. And I think it'd all just be a little repetitive of Dusk at this point anyway. Maybe I'll go back to Dusk. I actually did play a little bit of that like 2 weeks ago. I didn't bring it up because there was nothing new to say. But I went back and played it through another, not campaign of it. But it's just like the old Doom game. They have one mission, six episodes. So I played through like another six episodes.
Oh, yeah, Bobby. It should have been on the radar, but GTFO is coming out, I think, next week.
GTFO?
Yeah, who's this Kaio guy? Out.
I don't know who he is. He's new, and that's all I need to know.
No, he's from my home state, and he has the same taste in video games as me.
Yeah, look at it. Get the fuck out. Check this out.
Oh, that looks good. Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah,
we've talked about it. It looks like, aliens from the movies. Very atmospheric, dark, mm-hmm. lighting Co-op. Things up, very shitty aliens. Run at you.
See, this is more along the lines of an evolution of not Left 4 Dead. Per
Calm
se,
down,
but
G.
An evolution of a shooter co-op that you would be impressed by and consider a good game because it's a whole nother, potentially in a league of its own. That's what Left 4 Dead was. It was game-changing. And fucking World War Z, just let me put my two cents in here at last minute, wasn't game-changing at all. It just dampened the... Oh, my God.
No, you're right. You're right.
Drag its name
you're
down.
Right. Left 4 Dead was a game-changer.
Yeah, and it fucking... World War Z is...
How many Street Fighter clones have there been? So many. There's been like 50. And a lot of them are good.
Oh,
anyway.
God.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Yep, we're done.
Speaking for Bobby, Chi, the unicorn, and myself, horny tits. Bye, everybody. The fucking titties. Help, help, help.
TwitchCon, guys.
It's still a long ways away, isn't it?
September.
I keep thinking October, but yeah.
Well, it goes into October.